Hey, hello there, bingers. Kermit the Frog here. Thank you for tuning into Life's a Binge. Yay!
I'm counting on you guys.
All right, here we go.
DJ's got nothing.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank you out there for listening to our show.
Thank you.
And special thanks to our patrons over at patreon.com/Life's a Binge. Life's a Binge. Not Ben. Life's a Binge.
Life's a Bin, folk.
That's a Bin.
One Bin. It's a Bin, folk. patreon.com/Life's a Binge.
Yep.
People like Tony and David and Kathy and Jess and BJ. Yep. And the honorary binger folk as well. We do not forget about you folk in the Patreon. So thanks to those folks in specific. But if you're listening, you're the number one. You're a faves. Just for listening.
Otherwise, we're talking to ourselves.
Which we would do.
That would not stop me.
Yeah. But, yeah. Email is lifesabinge@gmail.com. If you want to leave a voicemail about anything, 619-438-0532. All social media is at lifesabinge. Tweet at us if you want.
At me.
I'm almost done with Twitter.
Tweet at me,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Why?
I just, it's not grabbing me in any way that's like, I can't get into the flow of it. It seems like all I do is just like.
Twitter is like the it's the black, it's like the black plague of the internet. Or it's like the.
I kind of agree with you.
The like ball of negativity. Like nothing good. You'd find nothing good on Twitter.
I think, and that's probably
there's
what's
no
getting me.
No positivity on Twitter.
That's probably what gets me down about Twitter. Is all I do is like complain about the right wing guy.
Right.
Part of Lindsay's job is for the Nature Conservancy to go through and like optimize all of their social media and their website and all that stuff. And Twitter is a part of that. So they have to search. She has to search for terms that like people will search for that they show up with, which is like we don't want people searching for these words and like coming to our website. And she's scrolling through something and she saw two dudes blowing each other.
Oh, great.
Just not looking for anything sexual. It was just there,
was
like
just
in,
there.
Just on
see,
the Twitter.
Now, and that shouldn't be there.
Like, which,
that,
you know.
That should, I mean, that shouldn't
I don't
be there.
Against that. But like, if I'm trying to look up like if Todd Gurley's going to score tonight,
right.
And I see that instead, I'm like, that's
fantastic.
Well, you know, and
what I was looking for at all.
There's a girl at
these
work.
Keywords and like, are messed up.
Like, we know right. friends who do performance stuff and modeling and acting. So there's a girl at work who does modeling, and so she posted on on Facebook or on
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking on Twitter and like there's a bazillion hashtags for it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
One of the hashtags is straight up hard porn. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, I sent her a message. Like, yeah. I don't know if you mean this or intent, but it's, she's like, oh yeah. Sometimes it's like that.
I get more
and
traffic like, that way.
I'm like, yeah. Really? Like, I didn't know that was even, you know, like on Facebook and other things, there's lines.
Yes.
Twitter
Facebook, Instagram,
no
Twitter, Tumblr's about to. And people are pissed about that.
Or was it
well, yeah, because that's all
no,
Tumblr
it was
is,
Twitter.
Really.
Yeah. Was it Instagram?
So mad.
Does Instagram have lines?
Instagram has yeah,
hard
you can't,
lines.
Okay,
you can't
good.
Have.
So it must have been Twitter. Yeah. It must have been Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I was a little, little shocked by that.
Good time. But anyway, fine. You can, if you're into dudes blowing each other in hardcore porn, check out Life's a Binge at Twitter. At Life's a Binge.
Hashtag hardcore. Hardcore binge.
Just kidding. You won't find anything there. Actually, you probably won't find much there because we aren't. Are super active on Twitter.
Are you not Twittering on the
no,
Twitter?
We Instagram.
Instagram it up. Yeah, we got some good Instagram
Instagram's,
stuff.
So. Instagram's where it's at. So follow us there. But for now, take a breath with us.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What is up?
Sup.
Happy holidays.
What happy is up? Holidays.
what's up with me is I work all the time. I think I say that every time right
You're
now.
You're wearing a United States Postal Service shirt right now.
You're welcome.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right on. I heard about...
repping the biz.
That they're trying to privatize the... Some
They've
folks want to privatize.
Said that many, many times.
That's not
but
real.
Right now, yes, it is.
And, oh, what?
And, yeah. And Trump said it, I think, in June or July that he's like wanting to do it.
Right.
Because it's been... talked about for quite a while, and I'm like, God, people are—they're so dumb that
he hates Bezos.
That they want to do that. Like, if they think that, like, if you're mad about the amount of junk mail and crap that you get now, just think if anybody could put anything in your mailbox just because they say that they're a mail company. Any company, if they privatize the post office, any company can then buy, like, or say that they're a delivery company and be like, oh. John Smith's delivery, I'm going to come straight up your door and put whatever I want in your mailbox.
That's literally what they'll do.
Yes, and that's exactly what's going to happen. And people are like,
they
yeah,
they could choose
privatize to... it. The post office has a monopoly. And I'm like, for a reason.
Yeah.
It's your home. We get vetted. We go through security clearance so that way we can go to your doorstep and put something through your door into your home.
Right.
Do you want anybody to be able to do that?
Nope.
No. So don't listen to the idiots that they say that you privatize
but
the post office.
The government.
Oh, golly.
So my mother's drugstore for years, they had a drugstore in Portland for 100 years.
Oh. Yeah.
And they had a post office there.
I know that.
Yeah.
As part of the post office. And so she is on Facebook now. Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
She's not listening probably, but she's on Facebook.
She might be.
Hi, Diane.
And, but she was, for a very long time, was very anti-email.
Sure.
And very anti, kind of, because she's like, you know that post offices, or the U.S. Postal is the only service that serves every single citizen in the United States, like
and every single day.
You have a point. There's a point there.
Every door, every day.
But true. she's since.
When you
like
think about that, that blows my mind.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I do my 900 or whatever that I have on my route, but every door, every day.
Yeah,
except for Sunday.
And if it's private, somebody could say, "I don't want to deliver to."
Not only that, but they could
to
just
black people.
But they could just dump whatever they want. Anybody could dump whatever they want.
So I had a post office beef.
Oh, ooh, here we go.
It happens.
Jared will take care of it for you.
Nope.
Yep. I thought about it. I was like, I should get Jared on this.
He'll fix it.
Actually, somebody did have
a
problem.
There
and like, I was
around.
Like, hey, can you, like, I talked to my supervisor. I was like, can you see if you can track this or whatever? But anyway,
really?
Yeah. What was your beef?
No, it was, I'd been missing a couple checks because I get checks from theaters when I do pictures and stuff like that. And I'm like, hey, like, where's my mail? Because I have informed delivery. And it says, I know that there's a grace period. Like, it doesn't mean it's coming today.
Usually.
But it had been well over a week.
Huh.
I'm like, I know you have it. So it's somewhere. So I went to the post office and they go, well, we've been holding all mail to your apartment complex for the past week. And I'm like,
excuse me?
Were you gonna tell somebody?
Was there a broken box?
Supposedly, they couldn't get in the front door.
That happens.
The gate.
Yeah.
Which I believe because there's no like mechanism for that. It's just a regular ass gate.
Right.
Now there's a lockbox on there.
And
sometimes the gate is just open. So I'm like, so what? Like some days, like the gate's open. It's like, oh, we'll deliver mail today because they left the gate open.
Yeah.
But some days you won't. Like, you don't. Like, someone needs to resolve this. There needs to be a plan here.
Whoever the property manager is,
how does that work?
Supposed to have either a lockbox that has a key to the gate in it, or it's supposed to be able to open with our keys. When we turn the little thing, it's supposed to button.
So that's what I thought you were supposed to have. Like, a
special thing. One of two things, and it's all on whoever owns the property.
So now there's a lockbox.
Would they make a copy and then give it to the mail?
It goes in. No, they have to put in a lockbox.
Oh, in the lockbox. I see.
And then the key goes in there.
And then the lockbox has a combination.
No, we open it with our key.
Okay.
Key thing. They buy one from the post office.
What we do is come to the 21st century and just have like a door code, like most places have.
Technically, we're not allowed to have codes.
Really?
Because then I can go there whenever I want. If I'm delivering mail, I have my keys, which I have to turn in every day.
You know the combo to the lockbox.
But it's a key. It's a postal key. And so I can go there, but I turn in my keys every day. They're accounted for. So I get rid of my keys every day. And so that way I can't go where. So like, say I'm a creep. And I'm like, ooh, I want to go spy on apartment 6 today.
Yeah,
like, I can't get in because I don't have my keys.
Right. Okay.
But I mean, if you're a creep, you're going to find a way to get in anyway. But
yeah, creeps are going
to. The post office tries to.
Yeah, you're not the Catholic Church.
They don't give us the codes. they don't give us the codes for those reasons.
So you said you turn in your keys every day?
Yeah.
I just remember that one day.
That
we were
one
like,
time when you.
Oh, no, I had to take them in. I did. I left way early and like 2 in the morning when there was somebody there.
No.
Dropped them off.
Yeah. That's terrible.
You're a good guy.
Well.
That's good.
I had to. I had to.
Neither sleet nor rain or dark of night will keep me from
lack of
my
keys.
Back
So they need those keys. Right. So yeah, I'm just working.
Work.
I put up a cardboard with the projected game.
Dude, you've done good with
right
that.
Now.
Yes,
you've done
the football very good.
So we're watching football
behind me
while we're
recording. That's a commercial.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Yeah. What's up with you guys?
BJ.
We had our neighborhood party, which is a good reference for Life's a Binge listeners. Because
last year we did it, right?
We did an episode last year, two years ago, at the neighborhood party, which in hindsight I kind of wish we didn't in a way because I felt like we kind of took away from the party and I felt a little bad about it. And so, but anyway, so this year we had our neighborhood party. We've had a few folks move away, so it was a little bit smaller this year.
What's the Irish guy's name who moved?
Jeremiah.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone back to Ireland after 25 years.
He's cool.
Why?
Yeah, because family.
Oh.
You know, it's funny, too, because he'd finally gotten, just recently, 2 years ago, had gotten his citizenship.
After 25 years?
After like 20-some years. Yeah, took the test and voted. And he was very excited to vote and voted.
That's awesome.
And now,
he lost his one election that he voted in. And he's like, I'm out.
He's like, democracy's bullshit.
Man, if every American did that, this country would be empty.
As if Ireland doesn't have elections yet.
Right.
I'm going back where there aren't any stupid democracies.
I'm out of here.
But it was really good. I was really impressed with how we hosted, which we didn't do last year. We had it at the neighbor's house.
Yeah, yeah.
And so hosting it really gives you an appreciation of all the work that goes involved into it. So, true. But it was really nice. I'll try to make it kind of quick, but it looked really pretty. We set up some string lights in the driveway. It looked really good and got, you know, those things that you have, the laser projectors.
Oh, yeah.
Andrea picked up a couple of those, and man alive, it just lights, it just makes everything look so cool.
Yeah.
And then you're walking by it, and you have all the little lasers on it.
Was it Bliss Lights?
It was, I don't know.
There's like two or three companies. One of them is like local, like here in San Diego.
Like a brand. Is that a brand? Or,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was like
San Diego, like Carlsbad or something or other, but you know. Same
that would be cool.
Local enough.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that or not. But just the technology is really impressive.
Yeah.
And then it was cool. So we set up this really nice table of like hot drinks. Andrea made this hot cocoa that's a hot drink right there.
Stupid.
Now you'd be like,
oh God, yeah. I thought you were
and I'm
fall.
Down. And I'm
don't
down.
Don't fall, please.
but the steam coming off of it was catching the lasers. And
nice.
So you don't see them.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
you don't see it, that. But then you're like, whoa. Yeah, so
it was
a really fun night. And so I ended up playing for the first time a VR game.
Oh, yeah. Nice. On
For PS4.
Oh, yeah.
So have you done that?
Yeah, I did one at Jeff Hillman's house one time.
Oh, really?
We played Fruit Ninja in VR.
Oh, that's cool. That one, I don't know. He brought over... So my neighbor
it's
Rob brought over
like
brought over some stuff.
Fun.
It's ridiculous how addictive that game is.
Stupid fun. Dude, but when you're actually like slicing with swords. Yeah.
Because you're watching like other people play it.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put it on the thing. It's way different.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's way different.
It's fantastic is what it is.
It's really cool.
If
so
it didn't cost $400, I'd have it.
Well, okay, so
like just for the helmet, or?
The PlayStation VR set, I think, is right now it's like $299. I think it was on sale for Black Friday for $200. I think
that's not so.
No,
bad.
It's not. That bad.
It's not too bad. I had a little trouble getting it to focus really good, like because do you wear glasses?
I have contacts, but
yes. So do you wear them? So you wear them when you play the game? To
just or? My contacts.
But I was just having a little trouble getting it to stay in. Like I felt like I needed.
I'm sure if you had more time with it to like adjust it
maybe
to yourself,
yeah. Maybe so. But it was cool, and it was cool how like you have to. Because I watched my neighbor's mom play it last night.
Nice.
And listening to her, and it was really fun to like listen to her. Ooh, look at this, and see and watch her kind of like
right?
watching her. And then you get in there, and then it's like you're doing the same thing. You're like, oh, this is action is happening actually over here,
right?
And it was very impressive.
What game was it?
Astro Boy or something? It's like it's essentially like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay,
but in 3D.
Like Astro Boy?
Like? Not Astro Boy, I should say, but it's Astrobot, maybe. Astrobot. And then the controller, and the little dudes jump into your controller. It's pretty dope.
Nice.
Like, and it's still at my house right now. I played it a little bit more today. Rob's like, I'll leave it here for
You're like, yeah. And then I'm like,
yeah, because I was excited about going to bed early last night, but they ended up staying up till 1 a.m. Anyway, that was really fun.
Nice.
And
it's almost 2020. I would have thought everybody would have had that by now.
Have VR by now?
I thought that would be everywhere by now.
It is. You just have to buy it.
It's just not.
You can buy an Oculus if you want.
I could.
Like, it's there.
See, now, I imagine that the Oculus is similar, like the same type of thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're just the first name brand. Yeah. Like,
That you wear the things on.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And there's content specifically created for it.
See, to me, the, yes. Yeah. I mean, they.
You get them on Steam. Like,
yeah.
There's just like a bunch of. Okay.
But like the VR headsets we have right now, the PlayStation 1, the Oculus, all those, like, I just see 5 years in the future.
It's going to be like so much better.
Can you believe these idiots used to wear these big, it's like, you know, the big Zach Morris cell phone or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, can you believe they used to wear those stupid things?
Right.
It's like, we did that for a year, okay?
Yeah. The big giant cell phone with a briefcase connected.
Exactly.
I'm mobile. I'm walking around without I can call anybody. Yeah.
BJ is physically mocking people. A giant app.
But it's true.
You
they
can't
were.
See it, but we can.
They were.
I remember. I remember my first phone call.
What
on
are you
a
carrying
phone.
In your briefcase? Oh, that's my battery for my phone.
Yeah.
It weighs 75 pounds,
I
but I can
put
take
anything
my
else
phone
in here,
elsewhere.
Yeah. Except for maybe one piece of paper.
It used to just be like in your cars. And I had a buddy.
My uncle had a car phone.
Car phone.
Yeah, I had a buddy who had a job selling them. And I remember my first call on it, like, I'm calling you from, so from, yeah, I'm
my
calling
car.
You from a phone right yeah. now. Like, really?
I'm in my car.
Yeah.
That's so fantastic.
But anyway, holiday, I'm busy too, man. Busy. Yeah. This is like, and I'm about to be super
it's
not
time
busy.
Of year, man.
Super yeah. not busy.
Oh, yeah.
January
Christmas
is
stuff's over, right? Or?
Well, Christmas is going to be super busy.
Yeah.
But then, of course, Pets is closing.
Right.
Which isn't been announced yet, but. Yeah, they told me to take my post down.
It has now.
But, hey, they're going to. They gotta,
hey, listeners. Don't throw BJ under the bus.
That's okay. They have to announce it at some point anyway. So,
have they not announced it because it's not officially official, or is it like they're maybe gonna bring it back or
sitting on it because of reasons?
I don't know why. Yeah, that's a good question.
The only
why.
Reason not to announce it would be that like maybe they're gonna keep it.
Well,
but if they already have plans anyway, we don't need to
I'm
get
not,
into that.
Yeah, and I'm not mad about that because it's been there for so long. It's been there for 17
right.
years.
Maybe they're
so,
anticipating backlash from their regular.
There would be, but you know, we can handle it. Like I'm excited about it because I'm excited about like seeing it off
new
and,
stuff. Yeah,
yeah, seeing it off in the last month or so.
And they're gonna let the new person host it. The last show.
No, they would laugh. They would
you would think so, but not the way it is.
No, what we're gonna do is we're gonna all talk about it anyway because I really want Vicky and Ernie to do it. Like I really want them to do it. Like but like at least once. Like before we close it down. And Dallas wants to come back and do another show,
of course.
And then we're talking about like maybe doing a last show with all the hosts, like just rotating segments in and out, and even just doing maybe two at a time.
That was my favorite thing that ever happened when it was Biz's last Sea Lion show.
Uh huh.
And I think it was Zach. No, Zach was drunk in the audience. It was Sydney who was new. Sydney was Biff, and Dallas and I were both supervisors. And we were like, yeah, we're going to show up for your last show. Of course, dude. And like, Sydney was Biff, and I was like, yo, Dallas, bring some costumes. We're going to get on. We're going to do this shit.
Right
and
on.
I popped out for the Survivor bit, and I was Biff for that segment. And then Dallas came out for the Dancing with the Stars bit.
Yeah, that should all happen.
And Biz was like, dudes!
Dude, that kind of makes me a little weepy. That's
it was
like,
fantastic.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
He lost it. Biz was like tearing up because he's like, dude,
that's nice.
Because I'm not to call anybody out. I won't call anybody out.
All right.
But anyway,
person, individual,
well, no.
individual
one. Biz, do it.
No. Here's. I'll say it. Biz felt like me, Dallas, and the entertainment team did more for him for his last show than his department did.
What are they going to do though?
I mean, they did. Yeah. They did their own thing. They had their party and they did all that. But like, we went above and beyond by like, ooh, we're going to surprise him by pulling quote unquote pranks or whatever on stage.
Right.
So, but he said it meant like the world that we were like, there on stage.
Yeah, ideally, like, the last pet show will be about 40 minutes long.
Of course.
Like, it's going to take, like, we're going to stop.
And everyone's going to cry.
Yeah, we're going to stop several times.
Yeah, dude. And that's what people want to see.
Not only that, yeah. And not
like,
only that,
like, there's a reason that people announce, like, this is so-and-so's last show.
Real person stuff.
Give them a big, you know, send-off.
I want there to be, like, a media presence for it.
Yeah.
I want folks to, like, because, like, this show's been here for, it could very well be the longest running show we've ever had.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the case.
I'm sure
Mike,
it is.
You might know better than I would if that's
the case. Well, nothing else. Everything else has changed. Uh-oh.
Yeah. But 17 years is like, that's a very long time.
Go get him.
Get her.
That's probably Samantha coming home. Go bite her.
That's not what I meant.
Sick him. I mean, go say I love you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Attack.
So anyway.
That's what I mean when I tell him to bite her. I tell her that all the time. Go bite her.
Same. I'm hoping to.
I do the same thing.
All the time.
Is my mom coming home?
Attack. Go bite her.
Get her.
Yeah.
Get her.
Yeah. Get her, Ray. That's your name.
Yeah. I panicked.
Oh, that's super.
Anyway.
That's just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah. I'll talk about that movie one day.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I'm excited about that, but things are changing for BJ.
Yeah. Good.
You know, so.
In the good way?
It's got to be. Yeah, there's no other.
Change
there's
is
no,
good.
Yeah, there's no other getting around it.
No, you're too positive a person for change to be bad.
So. Yeah, I mean it's got to be. So that'll be cool. But I really want to have a little input, a lot of input on seeing it out.
Oh yeah.
I want I want these folks to do it.
Start
I want
talking
the last
about it now.
To do, I will
be yeah, eager will. And earnest. Yeah.
And not only that, you know, we're working on a skeleton crew right now, and so.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
And gone.
And so, yeah, and so I'm hoping that, like, the folks that are left are being like, I'm willing to do anything.
Why not?
You know, let's
exactly,
go for it.
Exactly. There's no point not to.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What are they going to do? Cancel the show?
Right.
Yeah. Good times.
But anyway, that's the long and short of it.
Yeah. Cool. What's up with you, Rich? Nothing?
Man.
Okay, great. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. I was going to say I got so much shit to say.
Jared. I'm a bachelor for the week. I dropped Lindsay off the airport this morning, so I'm like trying to.
She in Africa again?
You should edit
yeah, go
that.
Back to Africa. No, she's going to edit that out.
So.
No, she's in Virginia at the Nature Conservancy headquarters being a badass.
And nice.
The only person in her. She's the department of one. So they pretty much have to listen to her. Something.
Right.
You should edit it so it says, I'm a bachelor for the week. Lindsay's out, and then boom. And
yeah.
Then
cut right.
Oh, no!
Lindsay's gone.
Don't you the,
yeah,
dare.
Kind of going, well, dang, what happened? What
it's
happened?
Gonna be like Homer Simpson. Sweet, oh, sweet can.
Yeah, sweet can.
So I'm trying, and it's weird when you're in like, and maybe you feel this way too, BJ,
right.
When your job is mostly gig-based, you feel like, oh, now I have all the time in the world to not be present, so I should just work.
Right.
From 12 to 12.
Right.
Like,
right.
Jam as much in there as I can. So I packed in a couple shoots for the rest of the week, like
nice.
At hours that I normally would not.
Right. Just because why not?
Yeah, because why not?
Well, you know, these times are, we miss our significant others, our wives, but it's a good time to check in with yourself, you know,
right.
Like to like be, have rich time.
Just be me.
Well, yeah. Not only that, yeah. But like,
not that
like
I'm not me, but
like you're saying,
yeah,
you're
good.
Like, okay, sure. I'll do a shoot at 6 o'clock. Cause
normally I'd be cooking
making dinner. And sitting down with my wife,
mm-hmm.
But she's not here. So yeah. I'm
so
free.
I guess I can just do whatever.
I guess I can make some money right now.
Why not? But I did a shoot at the night of the thunder and lightning
Hail
storm,
thunder.
Which was awesome.
Two Thursdays in a row.
That
we recorded
Thursday.
On Thursday.
So cool.
And then, yeah, and then yeah. The next Thursday.
I was delivering mail in that. And it was fantastic.
It's in the creed.
It was
fantastic. Yeah.
So I have a SeaWorld jacket. Like my waterproof SeaWorld
right.
jacket
mm-hmm.
that I wear, and people are like, why are you wearing that instead of your postal jacket? I'm like, because this jacket's the shit. That's why.
Yeah.
Like, and so, like, I loved it. I'm just standing in the freaking thunderstorm.
I like that rain, too.
And I'm just like, woo-wee! And, like, everyone's like, aren't you getting wet? And I'm like, not in my SeaWorld jacket.
I had
I'm
a
not.
Safari Park jacket that was like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where it is now. But it was,
it's
like,
my favorite
super
jacket.
Super amazing.
It's like the Windbreaker one, but yeah. It's like.
It's the one that has the liner zips out.
Yep.
And
well,
I'm
no,
wearing,
it's not the blue
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
it's black. It's the black
well, mine
one.
Mine's black too.
It's got the hood that has the
wait, what color
yeah.
is it?
The right. little graspy on your hat thing.
Well, I mean, because and this one zips into the liner.
Oh, there it is.
Sorry, I was delayed, but I got
he's
you.
He's got it. He's there. He's
yeah, got you.
That's, I'm glad he heard you because I didn't really understand that.
I was like, I know what he's asking for.
But yeah, that black one with the thing on, and then this goes on the inside.
Oh, the fleece. Yeah, the fleece. Right. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
So, cozy.
But yeah, I wear that jacket.
Yeah, it's great. And this fleece is the bomb, dude. I'm never giving this fleece back.
I never gave any of it back, dude. Like, I have so much.
How many places have you worked that had like branded stuff? Like, you have to turn that in when you're never.
The only place that asked for stuff was SeaWorld, and I was like, okay, here's my three uniform shirts that you know I have.
I turned. I still have one SeaWorld shirt somewhere.
There's like a couple on the wall over here. But I like somehow amassed, like, I own three jackets and like two of these and one of those. And it's like, well.
You're advertising the company everywhere you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, what's the
bonus?
I mean, the idea is
you're also representing the company wherever
that's
you
true.
Go.
And the idea is that.
In their eyes, anyway.
That they don't want, and that they don't want you pretending to be an employee is the idea.
Like, showing up at SeaWorld wearing SeaWorld stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But I like a jacket, like wearing a jacket in public. Like, I could have bought that jacket. I could just be a douche wearing a SeaWorld jacket.
Right.
Like,
not that all
SeaWorld. Not that you're not.
No, but like, they're not going to assume that, like, oh, that guy works for SeaWorld. He's just, that guy's a jerk wearing a SeaWorld jacket. Like, that's how people are going to see it.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, we interrupted.
No, it was so the studio I work for has a longtime client, and I'll go ahead and talk shit because whatever. It's a jewelry store in La Jolla. And they do this party every year.
Every kiss begins with K.
It's not them, but that's what it feels like.
Do you know how
this
long
is people going in
it
and
took
like,
me to realize that was like a double entendre?
Dude.
Longer than I would like have. To admit. Dude, yeah. Because the word kiss starts
literally
with
starts
a K.
With the letter K. Yeah.
Dude.
You just now figured it out, right?
No, but it was very recently.
Yeah,
like
that's
I'm
what
watching
I'm
with I'm watching
like,
with Andrea.
Oh,
I'm like the word kiss has a K at the beginning.
And she's like
same
was
thing.
She like, yeah.
Now were you like me because were you like every kiss begins with K because you're just thinking K jewelers. And it's like every kiss, you know, like I'm like, oh,
like
you need to buy a piece of jewelry.
You're like, here's the jewelry, and
I'm gonna get
a kiss you now because you gave me jewelry, K jewelry.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it took me way too long.
It's right in there.
Me too.
You know what we say to that, BJ?
Boy. SMRT.
But I mean, their advertising worked better than it should have because I believed that
it was
their
subtle.
Slogan was
in a way.
Right. Implying that their company gets you kisses.
Right.
But then I was like, you guys are way smarter than that. Like, it's actually a real smart little thing. Anyway, sorry. Again, we interrupt.
No, just do your thing. I'm lost now. No, I'm not.
Jewelry store in the way.
It's so painful. Like, here are the things. I wrote them down, but I have them committed to memory because this is how bad they are.
Because you're good.
Because I'm good. And it's things I overheard at the wealthy person's jewelry store party.
Oh, please. This is exciting.
And one of them was, do I buy a watch or a sailboat?
Actual
person said
way.
This.
That's crazy.
And I'm sitting here taking pictures like
for
me,
someone
man.
Else or for them?
For himself.
Yeah. But see, and now if he's saying like sailboat or a watch, that means he's buying like a Rolex that costs like 100G.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, by the way.
I was watching people
when you
pay
look at
that much
Rolex, you're like,
for those
whoa,
things.
Why does this watch cost so much money?
People everything about that sentence
with
is
cash.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I believe
with
it.
Cash.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. Yes.
Rolex. Everything I'd buy the sailboat.
That.
100%. Fuck the watch. Buy a sailboat.
Yeah. And the lady goes, sometimes I feel bad about having a stupid amount of money. But not really.
Of course. Yeah.
And
which
I'm like,
is like
that's
a kind of a shitty
like
thing
on
to
Saturday
say.
Night Live.
Like it's
you're
kind of
a real
shitty thing to say.
Right.
But like, I'd feel the same way. I'd be like, this is ridiculous.
I'd feel that way, but I wouldn't say it.
Right.
Dude,
right. But I mean, if you're hanging out
an
with everyone
earshot
that
of
also
service
has
people.
Well.
It doesn't take a bazillion dollars for you to all of a sudden lose touch with like the guy. All it takes is a slight promotion.
Yeah.
And then you're like.
A comfort level amount of money.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden you're like.
Piss on you, peons.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm an assistant manager now. I don't care about the plight.
But I'm going to bring it all back because apparently, and I'm totally saying stuff I probably shouldn't, but I don't care because F those guys.
No one's listening.
Drew Brees is suing this place.
Really?
He's a San Diego guy.
Yeah, he used to frequent this store. And they convinced him to invest in a bunch of like watches and pieces of jewelry because they would appreciate in value. And I'm like, Drew, you're wealthy.
Yeah.
Buy land.
Or stock.
Something you know will appreciate. Yeah. I bought this watch. So you're saying that you told me this watch is going to get more valuable and it didn't. I'm like, well, yeah, you bought a fucking trinket, man. Come on.
There's very few things that you can buy that don't Depreciate.
Yeah.
Guns are one of them, believe it or not. Like, a gun will stay the same value forever.
Oh, really?
Camera gear.
If not more so.
If they don't kill you, you will probably make some money.
Camera lenses lose very little value.
Oh, really?
Very little.
Well, there's a drop off. But there's a drop off between, like, the film and digital stuff. But then, because, like, you can't get, like, I have a nice film 35mm.
Yeah.
But, like, no one wants that. Like,
oh, no,
a collector will.
The body,
but, like,
the bodies, yeah, they lose value super fast. But, like, the actual lenses, because those...
But, again, like, you can't
people
plug...
are still using those from, like, 50 years ago that are still good and well-made.
And they can go on to a
They just
digital...
hold the value. Like, they don't usually get higher up. Yeah, they can go right on to a digital,
you just
too.
Just snap them on.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else?
That's it.
So we got investment advice.
Yeah. Invest in camera lenses.
What's up? What's up?
Right now. Just it.
Did anything happen this week, like entertainment-wise?
I don't want to talk about the big thing yet. I don't want to talk about the big thing yet. I want to talk about this other thing first. So, Kevin Hart and the Oscars. Do you guys know what's up with that?
I was going to bring that up, but you did.
Good.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Actually, I had that too, but
okay.
So, we're all plugged in. Well, that's good. We're all plugged in.
So, there's a lot to unpack with this. So, they asked him to do it, and he's like, yeah, of course. Sounds good. And then some troll on the internet dug through his tweets and was like, Kevin Hart's fucked because he said homophobic things on Twitter.
How long ago were those tweets, Jared?
2010, I think. 8 years ago or so. And then people were like, he needs to apologize. And Kevin Hart said, I'm not going to apologize. I will say that I have grown since then and I've made some stupid mistakes in my younger days, but I'm not going to say I'm sorry for that stuff. And people lost their freaking minds.
Yep.
And then he didn't get fired from the gig. He chose to leave, is my understanding of it.
Yes.
But he said, I'm not going to host the Oscars anymore because I don't want to deal with the scrutiny and all this crap. And I'm not going to apologize for something I said 10 years ago.
How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with it.
I respect that.
Especially the way, like, I'm totally paraphrasing the way he worded it, but when he said, look, I said some dumb things. I'm a comedian. I was drawing lines. I was, like, towing lines. And, like, at the time saying, like, haha, stop, you're gay, wasn't as bad as it is now. And, like, I get it. And I've grown. And I'm not that person anymore.
Yep.
But I'm not going to apologize for the things I said because at the time I meant what I said. And I'm like, dude, word. Like,
also,
like, word.
Already apologized for these things multiple times.
Right. But not
in,
like,
interviews.
Not to the extent of, like,
on video.
Right.
But
he has said, like, yeah, I'm sorry, but I said those things. Right.
So, how many times do we want someone to apologize before you're forgiven?
Stuff in their past.
That's,
like,
my question.
And, like, I get that it's quote unquote offensive to people. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But, like, he didn't commit a crime. He didn't hurt anyone. He didn't, you know what I mean? He's not like a creep. He didn't drug or do it. He didn't do anything wrong. All he did was tweet something.
Yeah.
And, like, why are we holding people accountable for tweets from 10 years ago? It's a stupid, freaking jokey tweet about somebody being gay because they wanted to dance or what. It's like, whatever.
So I'll take over your role and devil's advocate, because people believe that prominent figures using speech one way or another emboldens those who maybe would do something terrible. And I'm not saying that's necessarily true, but a lot of people hold that
belief. I can see that because, especially in the modern political era when things were happening and they're like, haha, say this to that person and do this and we don't care.
Yep.
Like, I get that. But, like, this is a comedian whose whole thing is to toe the line and, like, not go over it. But if he does go over it, he goes over it a little bit. Like, his whole career is based on being a little more brash than somebody that might normally not be.
Right.
And, like...
And it's Kevin
Golly.
Hart. Like, as far as, like, comedians go, he's like Bud Light. Like,
right.
He's not like attack hard.
And there was like three tweets that he said, like, stop, you're gay, or. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't.
I mean, he did use the word fag, which I hate that word. But good. Like, but, like, whatever.
And,
like,
even at the time, that wasn't the best time to be using that word. So.
But still, but if you're a comedian telling a joke, like, I get it. And you're going to offend people with jokes. I get it. Yeah. But to, like, hound him, like, there's nobody's business, and, like, to go after the Academy for, like, how dare you pick Kevin Hart because he said fag in 2008? How dare you?
Even though he apologized for,
like,
it multiple
how
times
dare you
already.
is my current favorite. It's my favorite thing right now. Like, for some reason, while we're getting ready for Christmas at SeaWorld,
yeah,
for some reason, how dare you is like,
nice.
How dare you? And it's just so fun to say, oh, how dare
it's
you?
It's an empowering phrase.
But you can fit in with everybody in the country.
It's, yeah. it's
everyone's
great.
Empowered to say that to everyone.
So, you know, if Eddie Murphy tried to, like, host the Oscars.
Oh, my God.
They could pull up a lot of stuff.
Right.
They could pull up a lot of stuff. Yeah. And if he actually, in fact, if he was more relevant today, he would probably.
How dare you say those things on your Raw album, Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, or Delirious. There's so,
any of them.
Yeah. There's like, so much stuff they're like,
comedians.
Oh, that wouldn't wash.
They toe the line, and then they go over the line. That's the point. Like, how does Tosh still have a career?
I haven't seen Tosh in a while.
But he's still around.
He only says, like, one really offensive thing every special.
Every special.
He does do it every
His whole show was
There's
offensive.
There's always, like, one thing where you're like, whoa.
His whole show was offensive.
I always just associated him with showing something that, like, ugh, I didn't need to see that.
Right.
You know, like, ugh.
But, like, people were like, haha, he's funny, and, like, that's his thing. He's the outlandish guy. But when Kevin Hart, and they go to see Jumanji, and he's in a family-friendly type movie, and they're like, that's Kevin Hart. And it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that 10 years ago. It's like.
No, okay. Nobody does that, though. Like, nobody's going to Jumanji and be like, oh, I can't believe Kevin Hart's in this movie, and he said these things, blah, blah. No one's making that connection, which is what.
Somebody is.
Maybe.
Somebody
I'm kind of falling in the...
No reasonable person
I'm falling right in the
connection.
Middle of you guys right now. Like, right in the
no
middle.
No reasonable person makes that connection. Like, I don't have a problem with... I don't have necessarily a problem with people saying... Holding people to scrutiny. Like, look, you used to say these things and they weren't okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't have a problem with
if
that.
If it was...
And I also don't have a problem with people saying those things. Because people can say... You can say whatever the fuck you
if
want.
If it was right. like a
book... Like, you can say what you want. Like, that's... It's number one. You know,
right? That's the without number
freedom,
one.
Without
the number
freedom
one
of
thing.
Reprisal from our government, you can say what you want. There are other consequences amongst your peers and people,
right?
But you can say what you want, and I feel like we have to, even if I don't agree with it. Like I have to.
That's deep, right there.
Champion your right to do so.
That's deep.
If he was like telling people to go like gay bash on people or whatever,
that's
one thing. Like,
and that's
if you're going out there and like telling people like hate on these people because they suck for whatever reason, like that's different. But when you're like a comedian making a joke and like your son, like I don't want my son to join ballet because that's gay. Like, that might be slightly offensive to people, but guess
touch,
what?
Offensive, but
like,
you can say that.
You can say it. And, like, some people are going to find it funny, and some people are going to go, nah, okay, yeah, I said that when I was six, haha.
Yeah.
That's gay. That used to be a thing. But, like, it's not anymore because we've grown as a people. And when he came out and said, I've grown as a person, like, I understand that that joke's not relevant anymore.
That should
but
be enough.
Now,
and that's words.
Is the like, ballet example like a...
I forget what it was, but it's something about like, I don't want... If my son turned out to be gay or whatever, I would be upset or something
the reason I
lines.
Ask is that I did ballet back, back
gay?
In the day.
Gay? Was it?
And
I forget the...
Damn, I love... It's the Asian guy.
Yeah.
The Oriental guy.
Oh. The Chinaman?
It was the Chinaman on the front.
Whoa.
That is not the preferred nomenclature, BJ.
Let's pump the brakes on that.
It's, what's his name? From The Office? I mean, not from The Office, from Community.
From Community.
Ken Jeong.
Yes.
Ken Jeong. Who's an actual doctor. Who's like, I'm going to go be an actor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, when he says gay, it makes me laugh,
I laugh
every
it's
time.
It's funny.
And I know,
so,
like.
But it's offensive. I get it. But, like, you have to be able to, laugh at yourself, at your culture, at other people's culture.
True.
Like, you have to be able to do that.
How are you going to survive in the real world if you can't?
And, like, I understand, okay.
And there is a line.
I don't. I'm going to say I understand being oppressed.
We're going to Mike P.
But I don't.
Oh, but, well, okay. I almost hesitate. Tony's, well, no. Okay.
Tony in the Mesa is going to call Mikey racist now. It's not just me.
There was an expression.
There's another white guy here.
As I was growing up, that when.
Just say it.
Come on.
And I feel
There's
bad
no
about it
here.
Now.
I played
guilty.
The game Smear the Queer.
And well,
I played that game.
And no, but I mean this is a racial one.
Eggplant.
Hold on, let me roll up my sleeves.
When you're trying to barter or reduce the cost of an item.
Oh, you're chewing them down.
That's the expression that I would use. And yeah. I had a Jewish friend who made it very clear to me that that was, you
not
know.
Okay.
Yeah, not okay. That, yeah. And I'm like, but I didn't intend it. That was not the way I was intending it. It's an expression
you're not
that
saying
I heard.
Like, I hate Jews.
Yeah.
You're just saying this. And
I'm like,
and it's a thing that you heard growing up that this means this and that. And yeah. you didn't know the context. And yeah. yeah.
So
but
I
then you learned.
Better,
and you're
but
like,
I
okay,
learned. And I will never say that again. But right. but at the same time, I'm
you
like.
You said it yesterday, Mikey. Just give it a rest. So, you went to buy a car and you're like, hey.
I guess.
I mean, one of my best friends is Jewish, and he's buying a print for me. I'm like, you trying to Jew me down on this, man? Come on. And he laughed like hard yeah. because we're that level of friends.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I wouldn't say that to just a stranger. You know?
It just the whole Kevin Hart thing. It's just like, come on, guys, like let him host the Oscars. Like that's such a big honor, and like. People are so tentative to do it now because I forget who was the first one to get like crazy crap for it. It might like Seth MacFarlane got crap for it too. They're like, how dare you tell these jokes? And he's like, it's my job. Like they hired me to tell jokes. I write the jokes. I tell them like, sorry that you got offended at one of them, but you laughed really hard at the other one. It's like,
that's the life of a comedian. That's the beauty of the free speech is you have the right to say this and I have this right to feel that way about it.
Right.
And then we both have that right.
They tried to, same thing with like the Super Bowl halftime show. They're like, oh my God, Janet Jackson's boob came out.
A boob.
And then they went the way opposite way.
A crime
and like,
has been
let's
committed.
Get Paul McCartney to do the next one and let's get these. Like, no offense to Paul McCartney, but like, it's a boring, that's not what people want at halftime. They don't want Paul McCartney, who's like 90 years old, coming out there and like singing friggin' yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How do we feel when Justin Timberlake got to come back, but Janet didn't?
Right. Yeah. No, it's now, true. That's messed up.
And now, was that like a thing that Janet didn't get to come back or?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, people saw
hard,
it. That
it's hard
way.
To say. It's hard
I mean,
to
how,
say.
How, what are the options?
They invited the white guy back, but not the black woman.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
and he's the one that quote unquote was the one behind it. But
well,
the whole thing was
that.
Planned.
The whole
exactly.
thing had
exactly.
to have been
the
planned.
Entire
yeah, like,
the whole thing was planned
yeah,
in the first place.
It had
place.
To have been.
Not
the
had
song
to.
Ends
absolutely
by
absolutely
like,
was
the song ends with him saying the words, "Let me get you out of these clothes."
Yeah.
Rip.
I want to see you naked or whatever. Yeah,
and scar nipple.
And then, yeah, and there's a paisley on her nipple. You know, that
so
was
so stupid.
That was all staged, like completely staged.
But yeah, so people got offended that
fantastically
that the white guy.
And that
it was
got,
great.
Yeah, and that it got so much attention. Like
I was sitting
good
with my
you.
Roommate watching. We're like, is that?
I have you naked by
that?
The end of this song.
So,
rip.
Is that?
There you go. I
is
couldn't remember the name of the lyric.
Is that really what they did?
But you know, that really reminds me. Okay, yeah. Oh, God, that's we're fucking tangenting like crazy.
Tangent. I haven't hit that button in a while.
So that reminds me very much of, this is such a tangent, 1999, the year 1999.
I thought you meant the song.
Tangent. It deserves it deserves fucking four or five tangent trains. So, in 1999, I was living in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
We had the WTO riots. Do you remember that?
Yes.
By any chance?
I remember the time.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Yep.
In 1999, they had the World Trade Organization meeting in Seattle.
Okay.
Which meant all the leaders of countries all over the world were meeting to
yep.
discuss and argue about different trade agreements for the world.
Sure.
And it was a meeting that created a huge demonstration in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. Like for me, like I was fairly active, you know, fairly aware, but not
no
that
way.
Aware. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
That's
right?
crazy.
Can you imagine? Right. But at this time, less
yeah.
so. Less
yeah, yeah.
less so. But still fairly, you know, steeped in a tradition of social. What's the word I'm thinking of?
Justice.
Social justice, but more civil disobedience is
yeah.
what I
oh,
meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Civil disobedience. So they marched literally on my street. It was awesome. It
yeah.
was great. So but because they're setting these rules for global trade
mm-hmm.
and what's acceptable and what's not. Are we going to trade with companies that violate human rights?
Right.
You know, and thus and such. So we had the World Trade Organization riots that happened, like literally with tear gas in my neighborhood. Like it was really badass.
Oh man.
Did you get tear gassed?
I did not get tear gassed. I stayed home. I listened to
Pussy.
Exactly. Well, believe me.
Sorry, that was offensive.
Do you know how you want you off the show? Do you know how you have regrets like years later, like, oh, this was right in front of me and I should have done this?
Well,
I should have gotten involved. And like and I edited, I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, but I edited this really sweet picture of this dude getting beat down by three cops with my face on it. It looked badass. And I was like, and my Christmas card that year, 1999, said Season's Beatings from Seattle. And it's like three cops beating me down.
That's fantastic.
It was really great. It was really great. But honestly, I did not. And I heard the tear gas, like grenades loud as fuck in your neighborhood. And I saw tanks on my street, which was crazy.
That's cool.
The whole thing was crazy, but, God damn it, I'm losing my train of thought as far as what we were talking about.
Where's the line? Like, I think
the crux of the conversation is there a line and where is the line when it comes to.
Right.
Insensitivity.
He's gone. He's lost. Yeah.
Exactly. My man Jared knows me.
Bring so.
We're gone. Tangent train is over. So anyway,
Tangent train got derailed and it ran off the track.
Regardless,
like, went into a swamp and everybody on board died.
Let Kevin Hart host the Oscars. Come on, guys. Like, who cares?
Or don't. I respect him for.
But see,
like,
now they're like, what do we do? They're right around the corner and they're trying to like find somebody to do it.
Right.
And they have nobody to do it.
Okay.
Call Billy Crystal.
And so, but see, he doesn't want to do it anymore. And like, and nobody wants to do it. And they're like, why do we need to do it in the first place? Like, sure, have the Oscars. Sure, I get it. But do we need a host? No.
Yes.
Just have presenters come out. Why?
Yes. I don't think so.
Because it
when in the last 10 years has it mattered who has gone out there to tell five jokes? Like, Jimmy Kimmel, I think, is the last one that I remember because he, like, stepped in on the whole.
What did Ricky Gervais host? Was it the Oscars or was it Golden Globes or something?
Emmys, maybe?
Because that kind of got news. Like, he was a dick about it. I think it was Emmys or Golden Globes.
But. Jimmy Kimmel, when he did the Oscars, it was the whole La La Land, oops, Moonlight thing, and he stepped in, and he was a comedian, so he had the improv skills to be like, whoops, and like he made a joke about it, but like there hasn't been anything that's been noteworthy or like the host is who cares? Do we need 20 minutes of bullcrap jokes or monologue at the beginning? Just send somebody out and be like, hey, the Oscars are starting. Let's roll right into best supporting actor or whatever.
I like it. If it's Billy Crystal or Steve Martin or something like that or anybody in entertaining.
But those guys are the old school guys.
The
and like,
show exactly. is already so long.
Just get out there and get to the point. And so all people want to know is who's going to win best picture
As far as ratings go, you're not going to bring in anybody with if you have nobody.
But like, what do you need? What do you need? The one random joke when you're back from commercial break to be like, uh-oh, Susan Sarandon was taking a shit. Waka, waka, waka. And what do you need that for?
Not only not only that, like, the whole thing is an entire, like, industry, insider, it's all masturbatory, you know, it's
so
all,
like, what do you need the one random one-liner to, like, come back from commercial break to
remember
be like,
at that party when George Clooney,
that was funny, now but, on to the next award, like,
but
what do
honestly,
you need that
be,
transition guy?
I'd be more likely to watch, like, if I hear Steve Martin is hosting, I'm that's twice, fair. At least easily twice as
okay,
likely
but
to watch.
But when they said Kevin Hart's hosting, are you like, ooh, I can't wait for that?
I was excited. I like Kevin Hart. I think he's funny.
It's not like an SNL where like it's going
to
be funny. Like
there
the Oscars,
audibly
there's a certain
eye roll.
There's a certain thing about the Oscars that's like it's supposed to be this like hoity-toity, ho-ho-ho, you can't toe the line with controversy on this because it's the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, who gives a crap?
Don't care.
I don't know.
The industry gives
a
crap.
I'm with you there. Because I'm with you there as far as
image.
They care
about the image more than the audience cares about the show.
Of course. Absolutely. And it's like, yeah, get the guy that you wanted. You wanted Kevin Hart. You know who Kevin Hart is. So somebody dug up a tweet that he said in 2008. Who cares? Yeah. You asked him to do it. You know where he's at in his career. You know where he is in life. Like, have him do it.
Yeah.
And because there was so much they didn't tell him not to do it. He said, I don't want to deal with this anymore and I'm out.
Which is why I was like, Amen, Kevin.
Of course.
I'm but right anyway, there with that, you, dude.
I don't want to. One more thing.
Well, I'm just curious how you feel about this in relation to the whole James Gunn thing. Like, what are the differences?
There isn't any.
Yeah.
And that's what I said back then. Yeah. I was like, sure. Like, he said some. And the things that James Gunn was all about was, like, for a movie. Like, he was purposely being offensive for
was
his
it blue
movie.
And in bad taste?
Yes. Of course it was, but he knows it was. That's why he deleted them after the fact, yeah. Because it was for this thing to get the shock and awe value for his thing that was a shock and awe film. And then he was like, yep, got the marketing out for that, get rid of that. But then because it's saved on the internet somewhere,
archive.org.
Like, hey, here we go.
Everything is everywhere.
He said
all
something,
the time.
And it's like, yeah, that's great that he said that 15 years ago. Why are you going to fire him? It's so
I just
stupid.
Learned. Thank you, Lindsay, for being an internet search professional. There's a tool that you can find a specific person and you can download their entire social media history and just control F
really?
Stuff. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I mean, yeah. I'd like to do myself.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
I mean,
what
saves that shit.
That's nothing new.
Yeah. 50 minutes, 20 seconds.
That is forever.
I like to do myself.
Recorded.
That's going to be a drop, just like this is a drop.
A friend like me.
Please, yeah, make that a drop.
I like to do myself.
Oh, man. Yes. Today was worth getting out of bed.
Oh, that's great.
Just for that.
You guys have cured me of my holiday blues in one moment. That's great.
I'll do myself.
Fantastic. That is fantastic. So that is great.
50 minutes, 20
now,
seconds.
Now, do you ever like when we're having these conversations?
Wow.
Do you have like oh, I can't wait to like I want to bring. I can't wait to bring it around to this. I can't wait to like bring this in.
Of course.
And I've had something that like I'm like I can't wait to bring it around.
It's
to
like
this.
On your, but you can't remember what
now
it is.
It's gone. Yeah, now it's gone. And I'm like, oh, I was going to bring it back to something so brilliant and great. But
anyway, we're still in news. And the other big news.
We're, on the first
we're still in what's
news.
Up? Oh, no, we're in news.
No, we're in news. The other big news is like, well, again, I don't want to spoil the big news.
We've been on Kevin Hart for the last.
Right.
However
but
long.
So I didn't. Again, I see trailers for stuff that comes out and I'm like, how have I not heard about this? And like, why is this all of a sudden a thing?
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for the movie Vice?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Did
yes.
you know that was going to be a thing?
Yes.
Before you saw
what
the trailer
mean,
for
like
it?
A, like that it was going to be a movie?
Yeah.
No.
No I clue. Yeah.
Me neither.
Like, yeah. I was just like, all of a sudden I saw a trailer and I was like, what?
Yeah.
This is interesting. And I was like, dude, Christian Bale is Dick Cheney. Like, who ever would have thought? But I'm like, that's word. Sam Rockwell is George W. Bush. Who would have thought? Word as
I'm
well.
So on board like, with that. Like,
it's just, man. And I can't tell if it's supposed to be like a drama, or if it's supposed to be a satire, or if it's supposed to be a comedy, or if it's supposed like I can't tell.
Right.
Based on the one trailer I saw, I'm like, where are you going with this? Like,
okay,
there's never been a vice president so dangerous as boom Dick Cheney, and I'm like, is that true? We'll see.
It's probably
like,
true.
I'm just curious. True. Like, I'm just curious where true. They're going. And like, the trailer had me totally intrigued.
Yeah.
So when you watched it, did you think, as far as just in Hollywood and actors, did you think? Oh, because there's a shot of Christian Bale with his gut hanging out.
Oh,
and
standing Christian there all like, yeah.
And Christian Bale famously lost an incredible amount of weight from Memento.
Sure. Yeah.
And gained him. Oh, he lost a bunch of weight
and
for
then he,
Machinist.
Oh, Machinist. I'm sorry. You're right.
He gained a bunch of weight Begins. For he went from Batman Begins American to Hustle. The Machinist to Dark Knight. Yeah. He went from like, I'm Batman, buff and ripped with abs and muscles and biceps.
The Machinist
to,
was after that?
Yes.
No, Machinist was earlier. He went from Batman to American Hustle where he got fat.
Like no, he went from
huge.
Batman
oh,
to Machinist.
Yeah.
Like, he went from bulk to skinny to bulk.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
Maybe not.
From bulk
we'll
to large.
We'll figure it out later.
Either way, he went from...
Either way, I'm right.
He did, yes.
Shredded.
Yeah, he went from, like, stupid...
Find it out,
Mikey. Like, stupid one extreme to stupid other extreme.
Right. So, but, yeah, did you think that when you saw the picture of him, like, with a gut, and you're like, oh, because he clearly had to gain weight to be...
Because I think it was a... I do believe it was a fat suit, because it's, like, through time, and he went from, like...
He has a shirt off.
I also recently heard that he said he was done, like, doing extreme body transformations.
Okay. But Robert De Niro did that, too, and Matt Damon, too, and they were like, this is really bad for my health.
Well, right, but...
Yeah.
Regardless of hearing yes or no from one or the other, I didn't think that. I thought that it was a bodysuit because it's a timed, like, you see Amy Adams and she's young as Lynn Cheney, and like you see him
with
hair.
So she's the daughter?
No, she's the wife.
Oh, she's the wife. Is she the wife?
I don't know enough. I don't know their names.
Allison
Pill is the daughter, and
Allison Pill
and Amy Adams is the wife. I believe
Allison Pill.
Yeah.
The only other thing
has she been in something I'm going to recognize her in?
Probably
Scott Pilgrim.
Who was it again? I'm sorry.
Allison Pill.
Christian Bale. Skinny, not skinny.
Our main guy.
Mikey, get on it, man.
Mikey P is like typing furiously.
What do
like,
I know Christian to, like, Bale from?
So anyway, but because it's like you see him with hair and you see him through the ages, like I assume that he didn't get fat for it because that would have taken too but long to like, get from like start to,
me,
to finish.
To me, that's like an actor like card of like a point of pride,
like a method guy.
But he's done that.
That
a
like
lot
I've gained
already.
Weight. Yeah. I did all this stuff to do this. Go ahead.
Well, no. For Allison Pill, you might know her from the newsroom. She was.
Yes.
That's. Yes. I mean, that's where I knew her mostly from. But. But yeah, like you had mentioned, Scott Pilgrim,
yep.
American Horror Story. Bunch of other stuff, and then Christian Bale, he did The Machinist, 2004, Batman Begins, 2005, what was the other movie they were
American Hustle?
American Hustle,
because he got big for that.
So he went from super super mega skinny to
find American
buff,
Hustle.
Perfect human specimen,
chiseled buff,
too fat, too back to
American
being
American Hustle, 2013.
Good lord. Tobey Maguire did the same thing. Like he went from Spider-Man to Seabiscuit, where he had to be like a tiny little jockey, back to being Spider-Man. Which Spider-Man is not like ripped out of his mind, but like still he's in like peak physical health, down to Seabiscuit, right? But anyway, Vice just piqued my interest. I was like, I didn't know this was a thing. Like, this looks intriguing. Like, so after, I like the cast.
After I saw the trailer, I saw an interview with Christian Bale where he talked about body transformations, where he's like, I don't want to do that anymore because that's very taxing.
I think,
But he also talked about his idol, like his acting idol, was Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, that's so cool because you got to work with him for like three major movies. So you're like on set, and like, this is the guy that I respect the most in this profession. And I get to work with him. That's amazing.
That's
to
cool.
Me.
That's
like,
cool.
That's super cool.
And I get to throw a fit with him and go and say, good for you. Good for you. Come on.
Oh, man. Good for you.
I got you.
It's better than I can imagine. Like,
it's better every time.
Oh, good for you.
And then the other big thing that came out was there's two.
Two.
Captain Marvel, back we got a back. Preview for. And like people just forgot about that.
I got a question for that. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's that?
I have answers.
Is Captain Marvel Avengers 4? Is that the same movie?
Nope. No. Captain Marvel, Brie Larson, is her own story.
That comes out in March.
Yes. Okay. Right before.
Avengers 4 comes out
right
in April.
Right before.
We're having a busy 2 months, my friends.
So, okay, here's the, like Samantha was tripping out too because the Captain Marvel preview came out, and that morning I wake up stupid early because I go to work stupid early, and I saw it and I shared it on my Facebook, and then not a single person reacted to it. And Samantha's like, "What are you like egotistical people see your stuff and they got to respond?" And I'm like,
kind of.
No, but I was like, this was breaking news. Yeah, right. And like, typically, like, one person would have like thumbsed upped it. And I'm like, did I set the settings weird or something? Like, how come nobody saw the Captain Marvel post that I posted? Because all I said was like, wow, that's basically all I said. And I posted the video. And like, not a single person like gave it a thumbs up or something.
So for me, Captain America Marvel means nothing to me.
The trailer looks so good.
Yeah, but as far as like,
even if you knew nothing about that character,
but as far as like built in, like not built in, but like embedded canon that you've grown up with, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Sure.
Like Captain Marvel as a woman and a Marvel character means nothing, nothing at all to me.
But that's why I tried to get the trailer out there.
Right.
And like, apparently nobody saw it. And if they did see it, it didn't
mean much.
They didn't thumbs up it or whatever. And I'm like, that's kind of weird that nobody liked this thing.
And I think I saw that post, but I know I'm weird, but I avoid trailers until I can go to the movie theater.
Even the first one? I'll watch the first one all day, every day.
All of them. I want to see it.
I watch teaser and first trailer and then nothing else.
Yeah, that's basically where I'm at.
That's my rule.
So anyway, so that came out and I'm like, dude, this looks so good. And young Samuel L. Jackson, I'm like, word. Are they doing makeup or are they doing digital effects?
I can't tell.
I don't
even know.
Like, I think they mostly do makeup. As far as I'm aware, Marvel mostly does makeup, but he looks good. It just looks bomb. But then right after that trailer drop, like 2 days later, Avengers Endgame trailer drops, and I'm like, oh my God.
I think that's why I thought that this was the same movie.
Right.
Like, okay, so they're preparing us for
March and April, man. Woof, yeah. It's going to be great.
Preparing us for Captain Marvel, which to me is still as bizarre to say because Captain Marvel has always been Shazam. Right. Yeah, Billy, what's his name?
Billy Batson.
I was going to say Billy Bathgate, but I know it wasn't Bathgate. Billy Batson.
Who also has his own movie coming out.
Billy Batson?
That was good.
Oh, yeah, Zach Levy.
Explain.
Shazam.
I'm sorry.
Shazam.
Shazam movie.
Yeah.
Which is a what? Is it still like
DC.
A Marvel movie?
No, it's DC.
It's DC.
Shazam is DC. Captain Marvel is Marvel.
Okay, this is now becoming bullshit. No, you're just old
and you can't get out of your mind because you know what's what.
I haven't seen a Captain Marvel DC version.
Because it's Shazam. It's called Shazam. The DC character of Captain Marvel was very short-lived because they changed it to Shazam.
What DC did, here's the history.
Okay, history of Shazam. I need this. Go.
DC crushed a small little company called Fawcett Comics because they had a comic book called Captain Marvel, who was a character that was basically a ripoff of Superman that was becoming more popular than Superman was. So DC bought them out and buried it.
This is fucking
decades
dope
later.
Conversation. Like, this is dope later. Information right now.
You did not know this.
Yes. Yeah. I did not know that.
Good for you.
This is excellent.
Thank you, Jared.
This is excellent stuff.
So like, decades later.
I'm a listener right now, and I'm like,
we have this character that people were into, so let's bring him back. So they brought him back into the DC universe, and they still called him Captain Marvel.
And what year is this now?
Ah, jeez.
Is this before Shazam, like the early Saturday 80s, morning?
70s, 80s.
70s,
yeah.
80s, somewhere around there.
Okay, because Shazam, the early morning TV show.
Yeah.
Which was terrible.
I'm sure it was.
Like Electro Woman and Dinah Girl.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Oh, yeah.
Mikey P's looking into it.
How about you?
No.
No? Yeah. That. Not at all. No. Electro Woman and Dinah Girl. Yeah. Electro Woman and
Dinah Girl. No internet.
Whoa. No. Damn you, TV!
What are we gonna,
why are we streaming football?
Curses.
This game is great. 6-6 right now. So
I can't believe it, dude. The Rams are 6-6.
This is great because it means I'm going to win my
Save
fantasy
me like
football.
A Tron. You're my only hope.
Yes. were we saying? Oh, you were explaining. Anyway, Captain Marvel.
But that's the long and short of it is that they brought him back as part of the DC universe. And then there was the whole controversy because Marvel by then had a character that they named Captain Marvel. And like, well, we can't call it, you can't have a comic book titled Captain Marvel.
Now, DC, though,
already have that.
Had a Captain Marvel before Marvel, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
But they weren't doing anything with it.
Right, they just owned the character.
They owned the character.
Now year-wise, what is this? Because
I don't know.
Late 70s.
1972? Okay, is when they reintroduced it. Is that,
yeah.
That's what we're looking for, right?
Yeah.
So they reintroduced the character in 1972.
There you go.
Dude, I love our show. I'm just going to say that
right now. Information.
Like, we're talking about bull crap, and then, like, dude, I'm so glad that you're here, Mikey.
You're
like,
me too.
For
me
real.
Too.
Like, the fact that you can do what you just did and find the answer to the bull crap that's spewing out of our mouths
makes
me happy.
Not only that, am I glad that Mikey's here. I'm glad Rich is here.
Yeah, dude.
Because that is, like, fucking really, know. Like, priceless yeah. information. In fact, in the spirit of the holidays, I'd like to raise a toast.
Yeah, cheers
to
everyone out there. If you're driving, raise your water.
Please raise your glass of booze.
You're
kicking
your root
while
beer
you're driving.
Your root beer that you got from Jack in the Box.
And, whoops! And toast the person next to you.
Cheers.
And
cheers.
And
clink.
Thank you.
Clink.
I just knocked my
clink.
Bing.
Clink.
I just lost my straw, but that's okay.
Fail.
You'll survive.
I'll drink another glass like a man.
I stepped on it.
But yeah, so they brought him back, and then there was the whole back and forth, like, well, you can't call him that because they had a Captain Marvel, which they later changed to Captain Mar-Vel, so that there wasn't a conflict.
Boo.
Right.
Stupid.
That sounds like a Diana Ross story.
Who's a completely different character from Captain Marvel, the movie Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel.
Right.
It's a totally different character.
This is all getting
crazy. It's all over the place.
Yes.
I know. It's ridiculous.
That's why we just go with, yes, but Shazam finally, is DC and Captain Marvel is Marvel.
Finally, right. They renamed the character to Shazam, so now there's no more
safety
controversy back and forth.
Sorry, the Bears just got a safety on the Rams.
Yeah. Recording this on Sunday night with the big classic matchup between the defensive team of the Bears and the offensive team of the Rams.
And defense is winning.
And defense right now is winning 8-6. 8-6.
So
riveting.
Regardless of all the stuff that we're saying, Captain Marvel looks real good. And then the Avengers trailer surpassed it and like kind of like brushed it under the rug a little bit.
As far as hype goes.
It really did. Of course. Yeah, hype-wise.
But dude, that opening scene with freaking RDJ, Iron Man, like message for Pepper, floating around in space, and it's not as exciting as you think. And you're like, goo! I'm gonna cry already.
I don't,
golly.
It took me hit 10 seconds.
Where is the button?
Spoiler alert. So that may or may not be a small Easter egg, because in the comic books,
please do tell.
In the comic books, Pepper Potts at one point does don an Iron Man armor.
Correct.
And her name is Rescue.
Yes.
So there's the hint that maybe
she somehow gets the message out there and
somehow rescues him. Probably what really happens is Captain Marvel rescues him on her way back to Earth.
Because I'm like, boo.
Yes, BJ.
She can't be Iron Man. She's a
woman.
That's a girl.
Oh, hello. It's called Iron Man. Hello. Hello.
Oh, good times. Thor's also a woman in the modern era.
That's right.
What?
Not anymore.
Yeah. You're blowing my mind right now.
He was for a little while.
Yeah, Thor was a woman.
You mean she was?
Yes.
She was.
Okay. Thor was a woman.
Jane Foster was.
That,
was it Jane Foster?
Yes.
I think it was.
Yeah. Yes.
This is absolutely
read
now,
comics, man.
This is my favorite episode now. All of a sudden, this Life's a Binge episode number 173
out there
is my favorite.
Who are like, Marvel and DC comic movies are ridiculous. Go read a real comic book sometime.
Yeah, they are ridiculous.
Those are way out there.
They are ridiculous.
They do ridiculous shit.
So things of note from the teaser that we got from Avengers is you see nothing. Like nothing. There's no,
all you see is Iron Man.
You see Iron Man in his little thing. And what's the deal? Like, how can he survive? He's like, food and water ran out 4 days ago.
Okay.
And I'm like, boo. How are you alive? Maybe it's his arc
nanotech
thing. Like, yeah,
arc
something.
Reactor.
I'm like, dude, you can't live for 4 days without water. You're dead within two, man. Yeah.
I got a legitimate question for folks who don't pay as much attention.
Sure.
Or forget shit.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
I'm not going to know the answer.
Iron Man doesn't dissolve away during the last episode.
No.
No. All the original people we know from the Avengers, Iron Man,
Hulk, Thor,
Captain America,
Black Widow,
Hawkeye.
They all survive.
They all survive. The snapping. Yes.
Okay.
Or as their official name was the Decimation.
Stupid.
Which I'm like,
the Dehaffination.
Sounds
terrible. Dehaffination. I loved that when you said that. Yeah, that was good. So anyway...
Call it like something generic, like the event, and just
right.
So we don't have to.
But the event is already the event is already
call it the incident.
From, yeah,
but the incident is like the
attack on New York.
Regardless.
Okay,
anyway.
So it opens with Iron Man, and he's off, and I'm like, "How are you alive still? That's weird."
Lost in space.
Right. I'm like, "That's weird that you're alive still, but cool." And so obviously he's gonna get rescued. Obviously, because he's fucking Iron Man. He's not going to die in a spaceship in the middle of space. Like
he's got resources.
Like he's not going to.
He's got a bazillion dollars.
But then, he's still with Nebula.
But then it just switches. Whoop, and then you just see Captain America, who's like clean shaven again. And he's like, I'm Captain America again. Yeah. And he's with Black Widow. And they're like, what are we going to do? And he's like, I don't know. And then Ant-Man shows up and he's like, yo,
one.
I'm
wait
here.
Wait a minute.
You not seen the trailer? This is
what?
The only trailer to
okay,
see.
The one that I saw was just
in the chat.
It was just Iron Man. Like the one that I saw was just Iron Man.
You didn't watch the whole thing.
I guess clearly I did not. Fucking fuck.
So anyway, Captain America, Black Widow, what are we going to do? I don't know.
Guys, keep us in.
How do we know we're going to work?
Sorry,
and he's like,
because it's
the only thing I got.
Yeah.
And then, hey guys, can you buzz me in? I'm Ant-Man.
I remember that part.
And it's fantastic.
I remember that part.
Oh, so good.
So there's no, you see Thor for like a half a second sitting there brooding. Yeah. There's no Thor.
There's no real. There's no Hulk. Thanos tilling the fields.
Yeah. So anyway.
Which is straight what's out of up with the
super teaser. Super teaser. Yeah. You don't see anything. You don't know nothing other than it pulls at the heartstrings because Tony Stark's going to die and Captain America is crying because he can't save the world.
Now, is the Thanos Scarecrow part of the...
That is straight out of the comic books.
Yep.
It is. Okay. Yeah.
That is straight out of the comics.
Explain that.
It's him. It's Thanos.
Go read the book or watch the movie, man.
I'm not reading that. Read. Read. Did you hear
literally
yourself?
Goes.
Read.
He does exactly what he says. He goes, the first
I'm going to knock out
half the universe, right. And then I'm going to go live on a farm.
Yeah, and
he does
watch
that.
The sunset. And, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that farms. I think I like left it.
He uses
that.
His
I'm
armor as
kill
a scarecrow
half the universe.
To keep the birds away.
Yep. With the snap.
But the symbology, to borrow from Boondock Saints, is that he's putting away that part of him that was like the genocidal maniac. Like, he's putting that aside to just be a simple guy.
Huh.
But with that, let's talk about something else.
That's what's up.
With news.
That was a lot of news.
That was a lot. We're running late.
Man. Are we?
It's an hour and hour.
Are we?
Right
we're
now.
Already in an hour?
I ain't got nowhere
cares?
To be.
Jesus who Christ. Who cares? The listeners keep love it.
Because I bought my guitar, but just in case.
Oh, well, afterwards, I don't got nothing to do. But okay. For right now, let's check in with these folks.
Life's a binge. Phone Army.
The Bears are going to win.
Tony in La Mesa, La Mesa,
on Sean. Oh my God! Is it a prerequisite to go gaga over Nathan Fillion to get a job there?
Yes.
Mikey C. Hey, oh, I love Nathan Fillion. I watch it. You know, Rich is
dude,
like, oh, Nathan
you
Fillion
out,
had no security. It was crazy. I'm like, what? Come on. I mean, he's a handsome fella and reasonably charismatic, but come on, Nathan Fillion, really? Anyway, Jared, I completely agree with your space thing. Man, we had a gigantic space object move faster than anyone could ever explain through our galaxy, and we're not talking about it at all. That's stunning to me. I'm disappointed that, and that's what's up. My brother didn't feel it worthy to mention Thanksgiving and all that stuff, but you know, whatever. And then today, my focus
does he know
is
Rich. Me?
Rich, you little person who I have some issues with. First of all, I hated your take last week and the week before. Hey, don't take the cute pictures with people standing in your hands or holding the sun because I'm the arbiter of cool because I'm a photographer. You sound like a Tower Record employee telling people what to buy, what records to listen to. And when you buy something poppy, they like shake their head like, oh, you still watch that?
I mean,
you
I know, would.
Or the guy at the video store when you rent Star Wars, he goes, oh, you don't want to watch Star Wars. You want to watch this really obscure movie about stars and wars that nobody knows about but me. And your whole little pretentious don't take cute pictures is really kind of annoying. But anyway, that being said, man, hey, we need a new family portrait taken. And then my
oh,
senior
shit.
Portrait, Richie, is we named him after you, you know, my youngest. Richie. Yeah, we're getting senior portraits taken soon, hopefully by, you know, a professional
you.
Who'll give us a pretty good deal.
Oh, are you supposed to tell me about
so
that?
So ignore all the other criticism. Anyway, that's it. Sean.
All
that's
right.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Tony.
Were you supposed to tell me that, BJ?
Oh, well, I didn't hit that.
Tony in La Mesa, La Mesa, La Mesa.
Outro.
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 Outro. God damn, that's good.
You're welcome, Tony.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, that's what we do.
One take.
That is good. That was one take.
One take,
too.
That's a what
so,
we do around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, so it's funny. They do have a picture on their wall. Of the family.
Yeah.
And they're like, we want Rich to take a new picture.
I would be happy to.
More modern day because it's at least 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
And
Rich Soublet photography.com.
Rich Soublet, y'all. If you know, Rich is busy, but he has time for the people.
Tony,
who,
we're friends on Facebook. Just send me a message.
There are people who are willing to pay for
on,
it
Tony.
Too. There are people who are willing to pay for Rich's amazing services.
This is true.
But so. Because
I'll
of
still give you a deal.
My fail in the last week's episode, we do have another voicemail that I'd like to play right now.
Okay.
So let's hit that up.
Afternoon, my favorite binge holes. It's your good old friend Nick.
Nick.
It's Thursday. It's a rainy day in Southern California. Kind of wishing I was on a beach. So decided to call up my friends Jack, Kate, and Charlie and go visit an island.
He's lost.
Do a little Lost rewatch. Take a break from my triannual Sons of Anarchy watch. Hang out with my friends on an island. And goddamn, I forgot how much I love this show. Hope all is well with y'all, brothers. Take care.
Thank you, Nick. Sorry we had my editing fails to delete that from the last episode, but my boy Nick is watching Lost!
Dude,
how happy are you?
I'm so happy!
When Nick, was the last time you watched Lost?
It's been a long time.
Okay.
Oh, snap. Touchdown. Nick, Bears. Nick, Bears are winning.
Bears are winning, which makes me and Tony and La Mesa happy.
Yes.
And Anthony, his son.
Yes. But anyway, so Nick's happy. Rewatching Lost, which sparked a whole conversation that we kind of lost last week about rewatching stuff. Like, I started rewatching Game of Thrones. BJ is in the height of rewatching Game of Thrones.
True. I'm like somewhere between both of you.
And rewatching stuff, there's so much new content out there. But going back to something that you know and love, you can't beat that. Like talking about The Office or Lost or something. Like Nick even mentioned watching Sons of Anarchy again, and like the things that you know that you like. It's just like watching a movie when you're like, what am I going to pick? And you go to the shelf and you're like, I've seen this 18 times. But why not? I'm going to watch it again. It's the same thing with TV. Like, if you love Lost, watch Lost again. And maybe it doesn't hold up, or maybe the hype is gone or whatever. But
or maybe it's better.
But maybe it's better because you know the answers. So just like rewatching something where you know the ending, you're like, ooh, man, I can't wait till they get to this part when so-and-so does this or when this happens. Like, just like when we talked about Game of Thrones a couple episodes ago, where I was like, oh, man, we just watched the first season, and I know what's going to happen. And so when Rob says this to John, I'm like, oh, my God, you have no idea. You're never going to see each other again or whatever it is. Yeah. Like, just rewatching and knowing the answer is just – it blows my mind. And so – I just want to go rewatch Lost again.
Right on. You know what? It's got to happen. It's got to happen.
Like, I just love it so much. And I hope that when I rewatch it, I'm going to love it as much as I did.
Now, pretty much,
you
can only rewatch one show at a time. Like, right? Pretty much? Maybe you can watch more than
it
one.
It really depends on the kind of show.
But it's kind of like...
But the problem is people are like, oh, you're not watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
I got to watch that.
And I'm like, I really want to watch it. Yeah. But at the same time, I could rewatch Game of Thrones.
But you have to invest in that.
And so, like, starting something new or rewatching something or watching a fluff show, like a Property Brothers or a Hell's Kitchen or one of those, like, filler shows that's not, like, really a scripted show. Like, you can plug in whatever you want whenever you want. But, like, watching a scripted drama that's six seasons long, like, that's a commitment.
Well, you know, you've done a fantastic service for the 600 people who listen to us.
275 downloads last week. Thank you, listeners.
Hey, thanks, guys. But just explaining that Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is about a female comedian in the
50s. Yeah.
Makes
any time before 1980, it makes it.
It makes it extraordinarily entertaining,
and it makes me
want to
go watch it. Right,
it's interesting.
But do I want to watch that more than I want to rewatch Lost
or Game of Thrones?
Or
it's also
any
the
rewatch.
Circumstance of what you're doing at the time. Because if you're watching Game of Thrones, and like the phone rings or someone comes to the door,
I don't
you can
care.
Just get up and
I've
go
seen
because
it,
whatever.
Exactly. Which is a valuable and then when you are watching it, you will inevitably, if it's good, pick up a little bit of extra stuff.
Of course.
Right. And so, like, I'm on Game of Thrones season 6 right now. And
I can't believe you're that far.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I thought I was watching it fast. I'm in season 4.
Now, I haven't started season 2.
Really? Well, you are faithfully watching it only with your wife.
Oh, yes, correct.
Yes.
If it was just me, I'd be done.
Right.
Yeah,
right. And so,
right,
like, my wife to be, I'll be really happy to say not wife to be. I'll
just
be happy
say wife.
Say, yeah, I would like to say that.
Partner. Just use a word.
No, because partner sounds like bullshit.
Lady. You're a lady. You're a woman.
I say my lady.
We've been together for 11 years.
You're a lady. You're a woman.
11 years we've been together.
Right.
Yeah,
we've outlasted many weddings.
Or just say Andrea.
Andrea, for sure.
Yeah.
There you go.
Say her name. Say her name.
We're not that. My wife.
My wife.
My wife.
Bunch yeah, of that
does sound, it does sound like a, like an angry, like yeah.
We're
like,
just a bunch of men.
Yeah, like boy. A preamble to a very angry rant.
Just call her your wife, dude. Claim her as your own.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, little tangent train. We went to a...
Oh, what?
A tangent train.
Tangent train.
We went to a her Christmas party.
Oh,
her office Christmas party.
Yeah, yeah.
And she started,
I love those.
It is fun. And she started working there right about the time we started seeing each other.
Yeah.
So literally the time that she's been working there is about the time we've been together.
Oh.
Yeah, which is really kind of a nice little thing.
Yeah.
So we went to her Christmas party. And on our name tag, they had name tags.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put BJ Lawrence and I put Andrea Rolfe's husband.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and so it was really cute.
So cute.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, saying my wife is the greatest thing on the face of the earth.
It is nice. It is nice. It is nice.
I want to use that word.
And I don't, and I don't mean it like she's mine. When the word my exactly. in front of it has nothing to do with possession. Because
people think about possession and reduction, but you're talking about elevation.
Exactly.
Because right.
She's,
like, right.
Better.
Like,
she's better than a girlfriend.
She's not my Rich. Girlfriend. Yeah.
That's
she's
why
not,
you're here, my
she
friend.
She is
right?
my wife. The first time I said my wife, like you. I said it that night. I was like, oh my God, like I can't believe my wife said, and I was like,
yeah,
dude.
That's a trick.
I use that
trick after when the bride and groom are married, and I'm like, "That's your wife, that's your husband." And they go,
"Oh my God!"
And they
right.
all make the same face.
Yeah,
and that's I'm like, "Oh wow,
that's
like,
diggity,
yeah, that's
diggity,
awesome, right?
Diggity doggone yeah. dope." And I got to tell you, as a friend of Jared for a very long time, Jared,
a very long time,
a very long time, at least 5 years, yeah, 6 years, 7 years, maybe even longer. Yeah. Like, I haven't thought about it,
Absolutely.
But it's been a long time,
a long time.
Jared's a romantic motherfucker.
Truth.
Ooh.
Like, and
this
and
is a true story.
And I think sometimes, like, Ooh. Romantic motherfuckers don't get their due, you know.
Sometimes,
and Jared deserves
nice guys
his due.
Finish last.
He deserves his due. And yeah. Rich, you are a romantic motherfucker too.
It's true.
Like, you are absolutely are.
You're not wrong.
And it's probably why we all are together. Yeah. You know, that like we all work together, and that we're romantic. And
we built this city
on romance. And we built it on romance.
No, that was
it was a stretch.
But that's okay. That was okay. You know what?
That was good timing. I like it.
But as one of your podcast wives, let me just say, I appreciate the effort.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's nice that folks who appreciate other folks are influential to me.
So
yeah.
Word.
So thank y'all. Especially in the holidays. Thank y'all.
So with Happy that, holidays. We were talking about rewatching and all that. So thanks to the phone army out there, Tony and Nick. You guys are awesome. Thanks for calling. But let's take a quick little detour and hear from Maddie Warburton.
Maddie W.
Maddie.
And now another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Well, hello there, wizards and muggles.
We call you normies.
This week I went out to see if Just Kidding Rowling still has all those storytelling skills past her
Hey, this is Tony with a new segment called What Do I Think? I think Matt's a long-winded elitist blowhard. And look, Matt, I can do this on both formats with no editing and no fancy music in the background. I don't need it. Anyway, hey, a few TV thoughts. Just since you're branching into the phone army, I thought I might branch into some reviewing. First of all, The Office, looking back, if you haven't watched seasons 1 through C, it's gold. It's amazing. Fast moving, funny. So much happens. Stanford and Scranton merge. Andy goes to anger management. Dwight goes to Staples. Michael burns his foot. Oscar, Michael kiss. I mean, there's so much that happens in the first couple of episodes. It's amazing. It's great quality television. Next up, you guys were talking about the amazing Mrs. Maisel. Matt would know how to say it. Anyway, watch it. It was awesome. I'm going to watch season 2. I haven't watched it yet. Season 1 was great. Clever, historically relevant, super funny. And then a little known Schitt's Creek. I had to get past the name because it was too on the nose. But it's a Eugene Levy vehicle. And if you like Best in Show and Waiting for Guffman and Mighty Wind and stuff like that, it's a pretty funny show. It takes about 3 episodes to really get into and nail the characters. But, dude, it's worth it. And, Jared, bonus for you. There's only one black person in it. So, hey, see that? No editing, no music. What do I think? I think it's pretty dang good. Actually, I'm probably never doing this again. Sean.
And now, another. another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Well, hello there, wizards and muggles.
We call you normies.
This week I went out to see if Just Kidding Rowling still has all those storytelling skills past her beloved books.
But I think the most magical thing about all of Harry Potter is that it made us love books. How do they do that? Books? Is there anything worse than books? And suddenly they were like, oh, it's about a magical nerd. We're like, give me that book! How many pages? 1,000? Not enough book!
Okay, Matt, stop it already with the drops. That's Jared's thing. Well, I checked out the second installment of the post-Harry Potter movie series, which actually takes place in the past, which we all know from George Lucas is a terribly dangerous place to dabble, because now you are dabbling in established canon, retconning events. Well, luckily for us, J.K. Rowling seems to be quite the retcon artist.
Ha ha!
I know I said I wouldn't do another one, but come on, rule of three. You do it twice, you have to do it thrice. So, this movie takes place after the events of Fantastic Beasts, when we learn that Grindelwald is out on the loose. Perhaps the most fantastic beast of them all. After Grindelwald breaks free in an exciting opening chase, our favorite magical beast whisperer, Newt Scamander, is tasked by a young fetching Dumbledore to track down the Obscurial, or a magically repressed child, before Grindelwald finds him and turns him. It almost kind of feels a bit like a magical Ace Ventura. Wands out, Dan. Spiky Patronum. Spiky Patronum very much. They seem to do a great job in this one. Not only was the story intriguing, but the fantasy action was on point. And it's way more adult than the Harry Potter series, which could be good or bad depending on how you look at it. It was directed by David Yates, who did all my favorite Harry Potter movies, and James Newton Howard provides an excellent soundtrack. Johnny Depp plays a great Grindelwald, and I was thinking, this is the first time that I've seen Johnny play a character that we weren't supposed to like. So I was into that. He wasn't up to his usual shtick, it seemed. It was just a really well-rounded character. All our favorites from the last movie are back, Queenie, Tina, and Jacob. They're back for the adventure. Jude Law, I thought, made a great Dumbledore, but he's not the only one to play him. There's definitely a flashback sequence where we see younger Dumbledore and Grindelwald. By the way, in that scene, Grindelwald is played by Jamie Campbell Bauer, who was in another movie with Depp, Sweeney Todd playing Anthony.
I feel you, Albus Dumbledore. And one day I'll steal you.
I will say that I am getting used to Eddie Redmayne as Newt. So, it's complicated. He does a great job as an actor, but I also feel he's acting on a different plane from anyone else in the movie. Now, I've heard that Rowling has written Newt to be a bit on the autism spectrum, which is great because you don't normally see that in a leading adventure role. And it's awesome to have representation in that area. There's like a lot of little things, like how he never really makes eye contact when talking to people. But on the other side, I feel like Redmayne plays it a little bit too real when everyone else is larger than life. So, unfortunately, Newt, out of everyone, isn't the most interesting person to watch, specifically because he's playing off of reality when everyone else is playing off of heightened reality. But then again, those are just my thoughts, so take that as you will. Apparently, this movie has severely divided fan opinion, surprise, surprise, because of some information that comes in, retconning characters, adding things to the lore that we didn't know before. Can that happen? How dare they? And all that. Well, the way I see it, yeah, they can do that very easily. Rowling wrote the books and the story, so she can pretty much do whatever she wants. I don't think the twist took away from the movie or cheapened the existing stories at all. I enjoyed it from top to bottom, bottom to top, and even sideways. But that's just my opinion. I say go apparate yourself into a movie theater and check this out for yourself because, hey, what do I know? Until next time, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
So, yeah, thanks, Matt. Full disclosure, we are editing in his review, so I don't know how he feels about this movie.
No idea.
And I haven't seen the movie either, but I really want to see it. Yes. But I do have a couple issues with it. So
they're the same as mine.
So, okay, here's the thing. Jude Law is playing Dumbledore, and this is 1920-ish, 25, somewhere around there, mid-1920s. And he's being young Dumbledore, and he's wearing his suit and tie, and he looks all fine. Like, man, Jude
Dapper
Law,
as
you fine. People are calling him Double Damn. Like, like, that's the thing. Damn. Like, damn, Double Damn.
Now, is this the first movie that, Jude Law has played that character?
Correct.
Yes.
So we know Dumbledore from Richard Harris from the first two movies, and then from, Michael Gammon from the
epitome of evil.
What? Dumbledore?
Right?
No, no. Wait, no, Dumbledore's
you're talking about Voldemort. Voldemort.
What are you
Voldemort.
Talking about? Watch Harry Potter.
Come on, beat
I refuse. Know Harry Potter at all.
I refuse to watch anything Harry Potter.
Do you know when it takes place?
But I insist on talking about it.
So, Crimes of Grindelwald takes place in 1926. And again, if Matt said this, I apologize. Because, again, we don't know. But anyway, it takes place in 1926. Mm-hmm. And then the first time we see Dumbledore in the Pensieve, when he's in the memories and stuff, it's probably around 1980-ish, I'm guessing. So how does he go from Jude Law looking all fine, wearing a suit and tie, to, like, Dumbledore, like, wearing, like, wizard robes and, like he's all old with a beard? Like, how do you go from that to that in, like, 26 years?
Kind of like how Ted Mosby sounds like Mosby. I can't even say his name. But it sounds like Bob Saget afterwards.
No, it's
But then they kind of, like,
And I'm sure there's, you know, suspension of disbelief in this and that.
Yeah, that's
but, like,
fine.
I'm like, come on, Jude Law to, like, getting to Richard Harris.
Jude Law!
Like, Jude Law to Richard Harris in a matter of 40 years does not add up. Like, because Harry
Potter
takes
place... It's
like
Yoda being able to flip around and then a year later being decrepit.
In 1996? Like, early 1990s, because the Battle of Hogwarts, I think, takes place in 1998, I want to say. Because there's no tech, they don't have any technology, like the Muggles don't have cell phones or anything. It's 1998, I think it's the Battle of Hogwarts.
92 is when it starts?
Just Google, when does the Battle of Hogwarts?
Okay, Battle of Hogwarts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because going from Dumbledore in the 20s to Dumbledore in the early 90s.
Flashbacks.
Well, yeah, in the flashbacks, he's still doesn't old as F. And I'm like, he's wearing wizard robes. He's wearing, like, purple bright sequins
and
stuff.
You know, it's they didn't know they were going to be doing young Dumbledore
it's true.
Stuff. So I can
98 is
the
Battle of Hogwarts. So that's the end.
The actual day.
The end,
okay, guys.
Of course. So the end of the Harry Potter series is 1998.
Uh-huh.
And so even if you go back 6 years, 1992, when he's... And Harry Potter first goes there is 1992.
Yeah.
So then you go to the flashbacks, which is 50 years prior when Tom Riddle is
so it's
in school.
1972.
And so from 1926 is what we said to 1972, Dumbledore goes from Jude Law to Richard Harris, old as fuck.
That's 42 years.
But still,
wait, that's math. Yeah.
And I mean, Jude Law's 40.
Well, I mean, look at...
So going from 40 to 80, sure.
Like, if I look at... Like, my dad is 72.
We forget that Jude Law's 40. Like, because Jude Law looks real
and
good.
I've seen my dad at 20.
But Jude Law's 40 years old.
Right.
Like, or in his 40s. And
but
he looks good.
Yeah, so let's
but
say
going
like
from
that.
40 to 80, sure, it makes sense when you say it out loud. But, like, thinking about it, I'm like, come on.
I've seen my father at 40. I will see him at 80, and he looks very much like the same dude.
Right.
Like, not, I mean, like, you know, grayer and older
but
looking.
But not like but Richard Harris from Jude
Not
Law.
A completely different freaking person. Yeah.
Right.
Well, but if you look at, like, the presidents, you know, they look, you know, I mean, somebody that's in an important role.
Hey, Barry still looks good.
A lot of responsibility.
Back up the truck.
There was a very funny meme that I
Barry
saw.
Looks
was
good.
Like, there was a very funny meme that I saw that was like, this is Dumbledore in 19 whatever, and this is Dumbledore in 19 whatever. What happened? And then the answer is teaching. Which is very funny.
I believe that.
But anyway, so that's like my only big thing. It's like, come on. Like, this doesn't, like, take place in the same timeline or whatever.
My big
but...
thing is they shouldn't have called it Fantastic Beasts.
Right.
They never should. That should
Why?
Never
Why?
Have been, like, the main title.
Because
it's not about, 'cause now it's about the battle between Dumbledore, it's about and, Dumbledore Grindelwald and Grindelwald. And,
but the first one was called.
They should have just called it The Wizarding World of Harry Potter or
but
something.
That's what they called the production company or the whoever released it is now. It's under Wizarding World.
That's what that should have been the
And it should
title,
just
though.
Be right.
Yeah, they messed up.
Yeah, but whatever. I mean, because Newt is
not
still
about the,
again,
is
I haven't
about the
seen
it. At all?
But like, I haven't it seen is? It, and okay. So Newt is still the main character. So sure,
there is a yeah.
But
having seen it,
but when people are watching it, they're thinking about Dumbledore.
Well, they want to get there, yeah. But again, we haven't seen it, so yeah, I'm sure Maddie talked about it. But whatever, we digress. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Just some good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straighten the curve, flatten the hill. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. Way they know how. But that's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just some good old boy wouldn't change it if they could. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood.
Back to the show.
I love that stupid thing from ABC cartoons has
become
it too. Our thing.
I love it too.
To where we are like meep, meep, and back to the show. Like we all do.
Yeah.
We back all to the show. Sing it. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic. Ooh, Rams at Chargers. Well, they're comparing LA teams. Mm. I don't want to know what they're saying because I refuse to believe
I have no
that
horse
the Chargers
in
are
this race
in LA.
But my team is terrible.
But
I would give anything for a Rams-Chargers Super Bowl.
Golly, the Chargers are so
good this year. Then the battle for LA would be real.
It would be a real
thing.
They are good this year. They're 10-3, and nobody cares except for me.
No, people care.
People care?
Barely. Barely anybody cares.
No, because at the sports bar today, the same sports bar I've been watching games at every Sunday, the first Sunday when the Chargers were on, they had like drops for boo the Chargers suck, blah blah blah. And today everyone was cheering for the Chargers.
Dude,
so
those people suck.
They've jumped right back on.
Wait a minute. The people cheering for the Chargers suck?
They've jumped
because
right
they're
back on the bandwagon.
Because boo. They're actually good.
No.
Yeah. 10-3.
How is that different?
10-3.
That's not different from any other Chargers year.
I love
fans
them all
do that.
The time.
True.
They always
all the time,
do that.
Exactly. And you and Casey are
you are fans. The exception.
Me
you
and
guys
Case
are
Gardner.
Not the rule.
Yeah,
you're not the rule.
It's very, very true.
In my
San
experience,
Diego. San Diego in general.
Clearly, we're not the. There are that's being repeated thousands of times over.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of times over.
That's why I made sure, as dumb as this is, I made sure before the season started that I was like, yo, I am a Charger fan and I love them and I don't care what they did. Mm-hmm. I love the Chargers. Mm-hmm. And now they're actually doing good and everyone's like, oh yeah, I love the Chargers too. And I'm like, no, you fuck you.
So that's tough because are you like resistant to like accept them as a Charger fan?
Nope.
Well, what are you talking about then with fuck you?
No, I just hate the bandwagon. I hate the bandwagon, whatever it is. Whatever it is. Like, like a Cubs fan, okay?
Right, yes,
so
good example.
You being a Cubs fan,
yes.
You love the Cubs your whole life.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, the Cubs are good, so then you see people wearing Cubs hats, or you're like, I like the Cubs too. And I'm like, you like the Cubs because they won. You don't like the Cubs because you suffered for 100 years like my family did.
Right.
And so I'm the same way. I'm like,
that's cool.
The Chargers and the Padres of my team, because I'm a San Diego native, and I love them, and they've sucked forever.
And a masochist, apparently.
And they suck. Yeah, they suck forever. No, but I still like them.
Yeah.
They're still my team. They're still my team.
Dude, that is Cub fan nation.
Of course.
Personified.
Whoa, like, whoa.
Cub fans and...
There is one nation, DJ.
And it's Raider Nation.
Raider Nation.
Raider Nation.
That is okay. The best. That is the best answer ever.
There is one nation.
There's one nation, and it's under Groove, and it is...
One nation under Gruden.
Under Gruden.
Shut up, Liberty.
That's great.
One
nation under a Gruden.
Trading players
just for the funk of it. One nation under a Gruden. No one can stop us now.
God, that's fantastic. You want me to plug you in?
Nah, I mean, yes.
I don't know if I can.
It's okay.
I'll try.
If you can't, it's fine. I just figured, like, as long as, like, this is here and it's plugged in.
I'll try.
Thing
and, here, and, hit something.
So, okay.
Hit it.
I didn't hear anything.
I got nothing. Let's try again.
Try it with a different setting.
Sure, here, try again.
No.
I don't know what I'm doing.
It's input.
Okay. It's okay.
We played in front of the mic.
We're screwed. So anyway, we're back from break. Anybody watching anything?
Yeah.
BJ's watching.
Don't deal with that until we get it figured out.
No, it's fine.
BJ's watching F is for Family. Right?
I'm watching F is for Family. Have you been watching that? No.
No.
So I have not watched them because it's back.
It's back. Right.
I haven't watched the new ones.
So you watched the first two seasons. What'd you think?
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I think it's a great show. I mean, I'm a fan of Bill Burr in general, so my opinion might be totally biased.
Right. But
I think it's poignant and funny and surprisingly relevant.
It's like,
even though it takes place in the 70s. Like, I think it's a great show.
My volume is all the way down. Hold on. Let me try it again.
Oh, yeah, that would help.
No, still no.
No? Okay, oh, well. That was a different thing.
Yes. No, I'm try again.
I'm getting it from your mic, not from the input.
Yeah.
It's all good.
We'll come back to that.
It was only a thought. It was only literally a last-minute thought.
We'll come back to that later when I figure out how to do it.
All good. All good. No problem. No problem.
I'm not watching anything, but you're watching F is for Family.
F is for Family. Did you watch any of the first two seasons?
I watched the one or two episodes.
Oh,
you were like,
okay.
It's so good.
It's funny, but it's like...
It's really good.
Depressing. Sometimes.
It is a little depressing.
It's
like,
a little real.
It's very real. Thank you. That is very real.
Here's my thing. So Conan O'Brien has a new podcast called Conan Wants a Friend.
Really?
Yes. And it's great.
Didn't know that.
There's three episodes out, maybe? Four? And he has Bill Burr on one of them.
Right.
And he's like, I'm tired of being like negative and like I'm turning a new leaf and I'm trying to be positive and this and that. And then I'm like, but you're the star of S is for Family. And
Bill Burr is saying that.
Yes.
Not Conan. I thought you were saying
Bill
Conan.
Burr is saying like, I'm turning a new leaf and I'm trying to be more positive and this and that. And I'm like, but I know you're on this show that's... It's not negative,
but that's like,
but he's not positive.
I know the show. Like, I think the show at least draws a lot on his actual childhood,
mm-hmm.
So he's not going to like sugarcoat that,
right?
He's probably
right.
Tell
but anyway, like it just made me. He didn't announce that he's doing another season. Like it was just he was just on the show, and I was like, oh, I love Bill Burr. And
how
I love
long
Conan.
Ago was this?
2 weeks, a week.
Oh, okay,
2 weeks.
So clearly they had the entire.
I saw a picture of the two of them on.
So they clearly at that time they had the entire show in
of
the
course,
can,
yeah, of
on
course,
the
ready to roll. Okay, yeah.
And so I really liked the one or two episodes that I saw from season one. Like he's super funny as the dad of this family,
mm-hmm.
And it's very blue.
Yeah,
and but it's
a little blue,
but it's great. Blue. But it's great. Mm-hmm. Like
raw.
Yeah,
that's the raw. Blue, raw, those are good things of it.
The jokes are sharp.
But season three
sharp
is good.
Smart.
And the whole show, the whole seasons, three seasons now, this is the third season, are great as far as like...
It's a good story.
An honest look at like life in the 70s from a non-filtered view, or at least relatively fairly unfiltered view of that life.
Not that we haven't done like... blue collar working man stories
right.
before like that's
but it's
that's
along those
done.
Lines and then as far as
but
like
in the 70s like set in the 70s other than like All in the Family like what would you say
is
set in the 70s
makes it feel like it's set in the 70s or what
yeah because like Roseanne was like the blue collar comedy of the 90s late
and that
80s,
was like
90s.
Your current like at that time
right.
it was current
it was
and
current,
still
yeah. it wasn't looking my point is looking back is the looking back
story
right
everybody hates Chris
Everybody Hates Chris.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Everybody Hates Chris.
Like Wonder Years, but that wasn't
right.
That wasn't showing the struggle necessarily. That was
right.
Yeah. No. So. But people are more susceptible to watching a cartoon about the struggle than they are
people.
Watching real
because
people.
Because real people reminds you of yourself. And
of course.
So for whatever reason, I get a big kick out of it. Like I think of, and Bill Burr, honestly, like you were
so
saying,
funny.
He's very funny. Like I had like a little of a reservation about like embracing him as a comedian, because for whatever reason, my upbringing and my life or whatever at 50 fucking 1 years old, I have a little thing that comes up whenever things are harsh. You know, like, oh, are you harsh? Maybe, but more so like I'm a sensitive.
Fun fact,
I'm
Jared,
a sensitive boy.
Black people get tired of life faster than white people.
I love my life, guys. What's so mad about it?
Nah, I think you're on board with me. I think on a lot of stuff. But for some reason,
oh, good for you.
God damn it. There's a. Anyway, it's very good. It's very good, and it's the rawness and vulnerability that, like during the third season, there's at least one moment where I was like, Jesus Christ, like that's really
that is hard hitting.
That's really deep
they
and
don't
really
turn
hard.
Away from like real problems. I'm
yeah,
like, I'm watching an animated show.
Yeah,
and these animated people are having real problems
for real problems,
and I feel bad for them.
And at one point, like during this season, like I'm watching it, and then it's easy to watch like several episodes in a row. It's very entertaining.
Well, and the animation style is like a combination of like Simpsons and King of the Hill.
Yes.
Where it's not as raw as King of the Hill.
It's a little bit more polished.
But it's a little more polished than the Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's weird. Yeah.
And, the content, which is driving it for sure.
Absolutely.
Is very good. Very like, very raw.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
season 3
God,
just came
Netflix
out.
Is so good.
Yes, it is.
Golly,
we're gonna,
man.
You know
like,
what? Here's my prediction. In 3 years or so,
they're the only one.
Yeah. I'll be cursing Netflix like I do Disney.
No way.
No, you won't.
No, yes, I will.
No way. They're so good.
Exactly. Exactly. And in a few years, who's going to be competing with them?
No,
nobody.
Disney.
Nobody.
Right, Disney.
More Disney. Yeah, another Disney show.
Disney
yeah.
streaming will be.
Nobody. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. But the way that it portrays like real emotions,
yeah.
Specifically in this season 3, there's an episode where he's kind of like opening up to his son a little bit, and it's done in a very humorous way, of course, because it's a comedy, and he's a comedian. Bill Burr is like a lot of comedians, they allow themselves to be extremely open and vulnerable
right.
to certain things. But it serves a purpose of the joke.
Of course.
That's where the funny
yes.
is.
Right. Yes.
The
and it's very effective. And it's extraordinarily effective.
Being
but
authentic.
But that openness doesn't escape you. Like, you're like, oh, yeah. God. Like, that's really.
I know
really,
where this is going.
Exactly. Yeah. That's really well done. And F is for Family in season 3, like it does in season 2 and 1, is very effective in that manner. He allows himself, especially in season 3, he allows himself, he's talking to his boy about stuff and about how, like, the innermost thoughts that he's had as a young child growing up under his father, you know. And so this whole show is like
the father him. That he voices is his father.
Right.
Where
right.
he is like the young redheaded kid.
Named Bill.
Yeah, actually named Bill.
Right.
So watching that, you chose to watch a new season of a new show.
Yes.
Because I know you're all about King of the Hill.
I do love King of the Hill.
Is that still making the rounds, or is that more of like a throw
King
in the background?
King of the Hill?
Of course, right.
It has been, it's been backburned for a little while.
And so choosing a new thing,
mm-hmm.
I know you have a lot more free time, so
course.
To speak, than
other, you.
Other people.
You have a 40-hour-a-week job. I don't.
Right.
So, yes.
But so you chose to watch F is for Family instead of going back and plowing
watching
through
more King of the Hill.
King of the Hill,
yes.
Which speaks to F is for Family, because we were just saying earlier
how, like, great King of the Hill is.
Well, not only that, but like rewatching something, you're like, man, if I'm just doing the dishes or I'm doing whatever, I'm just going to turn on whatever.
It's comfort
and
food.
So putting on the background comfort food, that's a good term, but putting on that instead of like, I'm going to sit down and watch something new, and the something new that you're watching is like good enough to keep your attention to where you're like, I need to keep watching this.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
And that's what's great. Like,
it's a testament to the show. I watched, in fact, I almost watched the entire season. Now, granted, it's 10 episodes of 30 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
So which it's is 5 hours.
It's 5 hours of doing chores. Of course. You know, and so it can zip by in no time. And but what it made me feel is like, I got to go watch this entire season over again. Right. I got to watch the entire series over again.
To really digest it.
Yeah, yeah, because there's a lot of really good stuff in there that makes you think and makes you think.
Yeah.
And that literally, that's what I'm looking for. Like something that's going to make me ponder it and like go, wow, that's good.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering? Sorry, I just went into a pinky in the brain because
yes.
They have that on Hulu.
Yes, brain.
Samantha and I started watching.
I think we should.
Maniacs,
yeah. Dude. I think we should attach an explosive to a
Narf.
Through a more yeah through a hot air balloon and send it to Paris. Yes.
So listening to Rob Paulsen's podcast where he has Maurice LaMarche and
talk
he,
to me. Go ahead.
Well, and he's like, where did you get the idea to do Brain? And Brain is just his impression of Orson Welles. So he's like, are you pondering what I'm pondering, Pinky? And I'm like, I can hear Orson Welles in that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I created Pinky out of nowhere. He's like, British. Nah. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. Point. Nah, egad.
Off.
But like
nothing is original. Yeah.
Right.
At this point. Yeah.
Oh, and that's the one thing that I learned on his podcast. Like
original.
The voiceover podcast is like, how did you create this character? Oh, that's my version of so and so doing so and so. So like Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey sounds like, hey, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? And like, you know,
my favorite planet is the sun.
But like,
hot.
But that could be a character. So like, we want somebody that's kind of aloof, and you're like, oh, right. I know, I'll do Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey, and that'll be the aloof guy.
Yep.
And so, like, that's how these people, the voiceover people, come up with their characters.
Right.
And it blows my mind. Because that's how I come up with shit, too.
But I think in terms of, like, in terms of content, I think that the creative force behind it.
Of course.
For F is for Family is Bill Burr.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
He gets
his life.
Yeah, he gets his, like, important things. Like, I think we all kind of have, like, important references of our life that we, like, you know, everybody needs to know this.
Yeah.
And so I want to share this with folks in a way.
Everyone has experienced at least one or two things where it's like, I wish I could share this experience.
And that's like Big Mouth, right?
Big Mouth and puberty and
all that stuff. And
F is for Family is along the same lines.
Where they nail
like,
it, where you're like,
yeah, it expresses some stuff that like, oh, that needs to be expressed for many, many people.
Oh, you know? So sorry.
Go ahead. You can't even focus. Go ahead.
No, because we're talking about Netflix and all this stuff, and like they canceled Daredevil.
They did.
That's clear, though. I mean, clearly, that's clear.
Is
because
it?
Who's coming out with a streaming service?
Exactly. It's Disney. It's Disney.
But do you think
it's Disney?
Do you think they're going to pick up Daredevil?
I don't.
Yes. Or something along those lines. They just don't want their product like being delivered by somebody else.
But
right now, their product
is abandoning Marvel.
But when they canceled
Netflix,
they canceled Luke Cage. They canceled Iron Fist. They did not say anything about Jessica Jones, and they didn't say anything. And they didn't say anything about Daredevil. And so then all of a sudden, people like season 3 of Daredevil comes out, and they're like, "This is really good," which I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either.
But people are saying season 3 is really good. And then all of a sudden, it's a couple weeks after it came out, they're like, "This is canceled." And do you really think it's because Disney's like, we're going to take over?
Yes.
Or do you think...
bug in my ear. Yes. I don't really believe it, but that's...
Do you think they're going to take over? Or do you think
completely.
They're just going to shut it down and like call it...
I think
like,
they want to control
shut it. Down or... Because they've always... At least Kevin Feige. I always pronounce that wrong.
Kevin Feige. I don't know if it's right, but I say Feige.
I don't even have a reference to
Kevin Feige. Call him anything.
They've been looking for an elegant way to bring... the show heroes into the MCU. And I feel like already. I feel like they think they can't do that while the shows are going on. So
boo.
Maybe they're going to bring him in. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
But the fact
me speculating wildly.
The fact they canceled it was, and it's their number one. It's one of, like, you got Stranger Things and House of Cards,
yeah,
and maybe one or two more, but it's top five. Like Daredevil.
Yeah. It's up there.
Is top five.
People are still
like, maybe not Jessica Jones, maybe not Luke Cage, maybe not Iron Fist, but like Daredevil, yeah, is top five. Punisher, like Daredevil's top five of their original shows, like the true, yeah, original shows.
Yeah.
Because they have Arrested Development, which isn't original. No. They call
and
it.
It's, a not been, it's not hit its stride
they
either.
Call it Netflix original because they bought it. And it's like, that's not a Netflix original. You call it that, but it's not. Yeah. But of the Netflix original Marvel stuff, Daredevil is real good.
Yeah, that was the best one by far.
And the fact that Season 3 did really well, and yeah, then they canceled it? I'm, yeah, like, whoa.
That, and that's the only reason that I thought, oh, maybe they're trying to move things to Disney.
Disney's trying to buy
it. No, so I believe that,
that's
too.
That's what gave, yeah, me that.
Like, I believe
it
that,
sense,
like,
it makes sense.
It's their product. I mean, Disney, it's Disney's product, and they didn't have a streaming, I mean, service to put it out
we
on
we might
before
be Disney's product by now. I don't even know.
So, Life's a Binge, brought to you by Disney.
Dude. Hey, sign us up.
Yeah, okay. I'll take that Disney check any day.
Sign us up. I will suck Disney's dick, okay? Whatever it takes.
CJ, you better get down on your knees.
Yep. Whatever you say, Mickey.
That's great.
Whatever you say, Mickey. How's this?
I don't know. Jingle my balls. More, a little bit more.
So, yes, I'm down. I will do that.
It's touching us anymore.
Oh, boy. That feels great.
Oh, what do you think, Kudo?
How come we can't talk? Oh my God.
Because we're getting paid.
What were we talking about? I forgot. I sidetracked that motherfucker.
BJ was watching F is for Family, and then
Disney,
we just went
and it became essentially Netflix and Disney, and that's like a big news as far as like what's going to happen with that, because
right.
Netflix isn't going anywhere.
Netflix just paid a bucket, not one bucket, a few buckets of money to keep Friends on.
Oh, really?
Oh, good for you.
Good for them.
Yeah.
It was gonna lapse for 2019. It was gonna like go off of Netflix. They dropped like millions of dollars
to keep it, so keep people can still watch.
You know
it.
What? And I bet you. I'm guessing. I think I'm probably right about it, but I
bet me,
wrong.
Baby.
Pretty sure
I'm right. Pretty sure I'm right. Is that Netflix? Probably because they know that Disney's products, like The Punisher and like Luke Cage and all those things, the Marvel stuff is all leaving. That they were probably like, well, we need to double down on something that we can
solid
control.
Content.
But like, that we can
that
control.
People
but that's
are going to
NBC
watch.
Has Friends. They have The Office, and those are NBC properties. So because NBC doesn't have a streaming service, Netflix has. Well, I thought Hulu was owned by NBC. Like I swear it was originally.
Could you look that up?
Was.
Like, Hulu was Fox.
It was three networks, kind of.
Not CBS. So NBC, Fox, ABC, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Because I know CBS was the one that wasn't a part of it.
Because the networks, I mean, they're not stupid. They want to keep making money, and they know that fewer and fewer people are watching cable and tuning into broadcast TV every year.
True.
And more people are jumping on streaming and cutting the cord. So how can they capture that audience and hold them as their own?
Right. And that Friends is an old product that we know it's going
to
deliver the
that
goods
people want
for the most
see.
Part.
But right. Same thing with The Office. Like, people want to watch
true.
These NBC shows.
True.
Still on Netflix.
Yeah, still on Netflix.
So
the
Netflix and NBC, you know what?
Parks
here's
and
a,
Rec.
Here's a prediction.
Oh, sorry. I don't have a prediction.
You don't have a prediction one?
Bold prediction.
The great, what's his name?
Karnak.
Karnak says that NBC and Netflix will make a merger in the future.
I believe it. NBC is pretty good.
Well, and not only that, they got to compete
with...
so is
Fox, though. Fox is real good, too. Like, Fox is the lockdown.
Fox is going to fall behind, because...
But Fox has the lockdown on, like, the Master Chefs and the Hell's Kitchen and like, the food show.
Boo.
I love them.
But who owns...
Hulu.
I was saying boo words.
Currently, Hulu has, it looks like three. So Disney holds 30% right now.
Yeah.
Fox
of Netflix?
Of Hulu? Of Hulu, sorry.
Oh, okay. 30%?
Which BJ loves.
So that's, that's ABC. Sure. So ABC.
Disney,
sure.
ABC. What, so then you also have Fox. And Comcast via NBC Universal also has
36 to 90. So it's 30, so CBS is then on the outskirts. Yeah, it makes sense. ABC, NBC, Fox,
and Warner Media hold 10%.
Yeah.
And then so Netflix. Oh no, no, Netflix I think is their own thing. So
BJ, you remind me of Jeremy Jam from Parks and Rec. When you say boo, you
boo
sound, you sound exactly boo. Like him. Boo, boo, boo.
Anyway,
boo.
Do we have anything else boo. Major to talk about?
No, just stuff
nothing,
coming out.
Nothing else.
My next, which I will talk about next time, is I'm going to go see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Me too! Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Let's go see, let's go see it.
Yeah, let's go. For, yes.
Animated.
For real.
We should drag BJ to it.
Absolutely.
I'll go.
What?
Word.
I don't hate animated movies.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe.
But, but let's wrap this beast up. It's been 2 hours. Thanks for
listening. God damn.
I know. Thanks for listening out there. You guys are awesome. Let's wrap this thing up. We love Jared. You.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And
we'll see you on the couch. Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.